first Rashi on Parsha Sachar Mos is quoting a Torah Kohanim, commenting on the pasuk. Why does it say by Davos Al Moshe Achri Moshe Ben Aharon? What does it have to do with anything? It happened that this tzibui was given on the Shmini Lemiluim on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, fine, on that day. But why is it significant? I mean, that's why it mentions that they had died, to identify that this tzibui about Avodah Hashem was given on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's why, let it say Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Apparently, it must have some connection with the fact that they died. So what is the connection? So Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kamar, Vladimir Azari, Yehra Moshel, to a Chayla, who went to the doctor, and the doctor said, don't do this and take this medication. Another doctor came to the same cousin and he says, you better not do this and you better take the medication, they're going to die like the other guy died. So the guy listened to the same, yeah, first doctor has taste, so I won't listen to the doctor, won't take the medication. But the second one says, you better not do it because we have recorded a medical history that people died from this, so that's much more of a zero than the first one. So here, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the tzivui of lo yavod, lo yavod b'chalei sal HaKadosh m'beis l'apareches, the lo yamus, it just says you may die, so that wouldn't be that much of an azhara. But when it says Achrei Moshe b'nei Aharon, the Rebbeinu Shlom tells Moshe Rabbeinu to tell Aharon Avonov that this happened already in the past. We have medical history, medical records that someone died from this, because Bnei Aharon violated this din of coming b'chalei sal HaKodesh via Reikonis, or whatever, they came into the Heichal at a time that they weren't supposed to come in. That's what Rashi quotes in the name of the Torah's Quran. So the Mefarshim on the Rashi have difficulty with this. Not really Rashi's fault, they just quoted from the Torah's Quran. So the Pirush of the Bartanura has a long Arichas on this, and others write by Arichas. How is the Nimshal doima to the Moshal? Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kanim, a Moshal, that the first doctor gave a tzibui in the Chayla is not going to listen. Who listens to the doctors anyway? The second doctor gives him the same tzibui with excitement, and he says, and we know that somebody just died from that, and you may die as well. So where was there a tzibui given after another tzibui? There were the two tzibui. What did the Rebbeinu Shlom gave this din once before? A month before, and Aaron didn't listen. And now that he gives the tzibui a second time, so he says the second time, you may die like your sons just died, just like another about you died. Where was the second tzibui? So that's the Mefarshim, the Bartanura, and the Sefer Amarnok, and others have different biyurim. The Cheskuni claims that pshat in this Torah's Kohanim is as follows. The Torah's Kohanim, if you look at the Sifra raises another question. How do you read the psukim Aleph and Beis? By Davar Hashem al Moshe, Achrei Moshe Nebeham, the Kabbas Mokhne Hashem by Amus. And the Lord spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. And it doesn't say what he said. Vayayimar Hashem al Moshe, Daber al Ahar. And the Rebbeinu Shlom spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he gave the following din. So what din did he give him in Pasuk Aleph? So the Torah's Kanim asks that. It says, Vayayimar Hashem al Moshe, doesn't say what, and it says, Vayayimar Hashem al Moshe, Daber al Ahar, and it tells you something. So what was the din that was Nemar in the first Pasuk? So some of Farshim say that the first Pasuk means the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to be Menachem Mahol Aharon, and the Banapan was sorry. But the given it was directly to Aaron, he didn't want to, so he told Moshe Rabbeinu, please convey my condolences to your brother. I got Hashem on Moshe, Achrei Moshe Nei B'nei Aaron, tell Aaron that Ani Anachem Esa, Ani Anachem Esa, whatever. That's how some abortion saves. So the Sifra raises this question, and it's unclear what the answer is in the Sifra. So the Chaskuni says that this is what Rabbi Lozman Azari is learning pshat in the Psukim. The Sifra quotes Rabbi Lozman Azari that the Rebbeinu Shlom is the same doctor who gave the tzibui twice. The Rebbeinu Shlom has passed the Gavit of Adab Hashem HaMoshe, who gave the tzibui once. Don't go into the Hechel, into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, unless it's on Yom Kippur with the Avodah Sayyoyim. And then the Rebbeinu Shlom was afraid, maybe that's not enough, so he gave the exact same tzibui a second time, and he said, and you may die like your sons died, like Nadav Abihu died. That's why it's repeated, Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis. He said, Rav Shalom Moshe twice, it was the same tzibui. That's why Rashi quotes the Moshel from the two doctors. Here it's the same doctor, but the doctor giving the same drasha twice, and the second time he warned the patient that you may die. This is something interesting. The Tanoim have a big machlekes in Parsha Shmini. What exactly was the Aveira of Nadav Abihu that caused them to die? The Pasuk says, Behaktivon Eish Zorov Vayakrivu Lefnei Hashem Eish Zorov Shalot Tzivu Oysim Atei Tzivu Oysim Lefnei Hashem Atei Cholosim. What was the Aveira? So So the pasuk says Eish Zorah, whatever that means. And then the Tanoim have in the middle of Eirvin, in the first Kahanim, Leah, and Parsha Shmini, different shitas, because they didn't marry. How does it fit into the psukim is very difficult. Because they didn't marry, or because they were saying that they're waiting for Moshe and Aaron to die, they want to take over the leadership of the Jewish people. They felt that the early Hadar were not leading the Jewish people properly, they were rather Moshe and Aaron, or because they were shtuyah yayin nichnus, or because nichnus of the godim, whatever, all different shittas the Tanaim have, what the Avera was. How do we understand the Pesukim? In this Tanaim, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that their Avera was that they went in into the Heichal at a time that there was no Tzivoy Hashem, that was the Avera. Yovah b'chalei salah kodesh mi beis l'parechus. They went into the beis l'parechus, they went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So then Gans in a different sheet, Rav Elazar ben Azariah's sheet is a completely different sheet as to the cause of the death of the Bnei Aharon. The Torah's Kohanim has another comment on the Pasuk. Tabir al-Aharon echich ba yogha b'chalei salah kodesh. Tell your brother that he's not allowed to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim whenever he wants. Aaron Achicha of the Baal Yogur, the Ein Moshe the Baal Yogur. Moshe Rabbeinu can go in whenever he wants in order to get at Tzivoy Hashem. That's how the Sifroi is Medayik from the Pasuk. So they write it right in his Tirish on the Torah's Kohanim, that Moshe, he writes the Pasuk Pshat. Baal Yogur b'chalei salah kodesh mibeis la'parechas opnei ha'kaporis. Where is that? Mibeis la'parechas. Further in, past the Parechas. The Parechas is in between the Heichon and Kodesh HaKadoshim. And with Pnei HaKaporis, Hashem HaHorah, so it's talking about going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So the Torah, the writer writes in the Tirish on the bottom of the Torah's column, the Pasuk Pshat, that Moshe Rabbeinu was permitted to enter into the Kodesh HaKadosh whenever he wanted, not only on Yom Kippur, whenever he wanted to, in order to get the Nevuah, in order to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ragat Shava has in his comments on Chumash that they printed years ago, he writes on this right, Chas V'Shalom, that it's not true. He says it doesn't say anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Kodesh HaKadosh. Moshe Rabbeinu went into the Heichal. He says this Easter in Pasuk Beis, Vayavah B'chalei Sal HaKodesh, applies both to the Heichal and to the Kodesh HaKadosh. You're not permitted to enter the Heichal or the Kodesh HaKadosh unnecessarily. You're permitted to enter the Heichal every day in order to bring Torahs. And you're only permitted to enter the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur when you bring special hakrovah, special korbanos hayoyim. But other than that, it's an Easter of Yirei Konis, and that Easter from Yirei Konis applies both to the Heichal and to the Kodesh HaKadosh. So when the Sifra says that Moshe Rabbeinu was permitted to enter, only Aaron Achicha Baal Yavoi, the Ein Moshe the Baal Yavoi, what it means is that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't prohibited to enter into the Heichal, but he never went into the Kodesh HaKadosh. And he quotes that the Psukim, the way the Chachamim understand the Psukim, seem to indicate like that. That the call came, he bade Shnei Akruvim to the Heichal where Moshe Rabbeinu was standing. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So he times that the writer is wrong. It's interesting, the Mishnah says in Maseches Yuma that during the whole period of the Baal Sheni, there was no Aron. There was no Aron in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So when the Kohen Gadol went in to do the Avodah, he had to do this Zvika in front of the Aron, so there was no Aron. So the Mishnah says there was an Eved Shesiyah, there was a rock on the spot where the Aron is supposed to be. That's where the dome of the rock is supposed to be, on top of that site where the rock is, supposedly. And others say that they fooled the Arabs and they told them it's a different spot. And others say, this is the right spot, it's Machloek, whether it's the right spot, not the right spot. I think by now they assume that it is the right spot. Now they found they were digging so much by the Makam HaMikdash under the ground, so they found all the tunnels and everything. So now they assume that it is the right spot. The dome of the mosque, what is it, the Dome of the Rock is back on the Mokum of the Kodesh HaKadosh. So the Mishnah says that in the Baal Sheni, the Kohen Gadol used to do the Avodah of the Zvika Saddam in front of the place where the Aron used to be. What kind of din is that? It has to be, if you have to be mazed in front of the Aron, there's no Aron. So what do you mean in front of the place where the Aron used to be? So Radalva Vasalvechik said, because the din is the Kitchel HaShaykh and the Kitchel HaSidlovah. Not only on the Mokum HaMikdash, not only on Yerushalayim, it goes on the Mokum HaOron. The Mokum HaOron was also in the Kaddish, Kitchel HaSidlovah. So even when you remove the Aron, the Mokum of the Aron was in the Kaddish Lossi Lovay. So the Kohen can do the Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah in front of the spot where the Aron used to be. So the Sifra learns that from a Pasuk. How do you know that you can do that? That you can do the Avodah Yom Kippurim even if there's no Aron? So the Sifra says, if you look in Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel, it becomes obvious. Because in Pasuk Beis it says, Vayavah B'chalei Salah Kodesh Mibes La'parechas Al-Pnei HaKapoiras Asher Al-Haharoin, has everything spelled out. al pene hakapeires, the lid on top of the aron, so it sounds like the Aaron HaKohen Gadol is going in to do avoda in front of the aron which has the kapeires on top of it. That's during the period of Bais Rishon. And then the next pasuk says, "Bezos yava Aaron al hakodesh," and it leaves out the rest. It says, "Bayava b'chaleis al hakodesh min beis laparechas asher al kapeires asher al aron." Pasuk Beis has a long story. To go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in front of the Aron with the Kaporis on top of it. And Pasuk Gimel just says to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it doesn't have the rest of the Arichas. So the Torah Kahanim says, that's the Mocker, that's how the Tanoim during the period of the Bayis Sheni knew that the Kohen Gadol could do the Avodah even though the Aron isn't there. As long as it's the Mocker, Mishin is Kaddish B'Kdusha Sar. That's in fact what leads in the Farshim to ask a Kasha on Rashi. It's also, it's not Rashi's Pshat. Most of the Rashi's not on Rashi. Rashi is just quoting from, either from Gemara's or from Toras Kohanim or from Sefer's, Yerushalmi's, everything. So Rashi comments on Bezos, Yov HaHaron al HaKodesh, that Bezos is a Gematria of 410. Tav is 400. And Bei Zion Aleph is 10. So this is the Gematria of the Bais Rishon that it lasted for 410 years. So the Mefarshim on the Rashi is, why did the Tanaim only make a remez for the Bais Rishon? What about the Bais Sheni? Bais Sheni, they also did Avodah on Yom Kippur, it says on the Mishnah Yisuma. So some of Parshim say, well, the Ikir Pasuk is describing the time that they did the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol did the Avodah in front of the Aron with the Kaparis on top of it. And the Bais Sheni, there was no Aron, there was no Kaparis. So that's why the Chachamim didn't look for a remez in any Gematria, in any Pasuk, for the length of the period of the Bais Sheni, because the Pasuk is only speaking about Bais Rishon. So other later, Be'er Sheva quotes that, what's his name, the Tzedel HaDerech. Bala Be'er Sheva writes in the same Tzedel HaDerech, he quotes that Teres that one of the early Rakhraim said. And he says, but that's Shver, because the Teres Kahanim says the contrast between Pasuk Beis and Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk they go in this man Bais Rishon. Al Pnei HaKaperes HaShir HaOren. The Pasuk Beis only says, B'zot Yavahar Na LaKodesh, that goes on the proof of Bais Sheni, so Pasuk Gimel goes on Bais Sheni, so why does the Gematria in Pasuk Gimel go on Bais Rishon Bezos? It's 410. That Gematria should be in Pasuk Beis. There should be some Gematria in Pasuk Gimel about the length of the Bais Sheni. So to give some other terrors, but that's the issue involved in this Rashi. On this kasha that the Teres Kohanim asks, why does it mention in the opening pasuk Nisa's Bnei Aharon in conjunction with the Avodah Yom Kippurim? So Rashi quotes from Ablozim and Azariah the answer from the Sifro, but not all the Tanoim agree to that, because not all the Tanoim say that that was the cause of the death of Shnei Bnei Aharon. Other Tanoim say they died because the Mara Halacha B'Shnei Rabbah, because Shtuyi Yai Nichnasa, because Mechus Yigodim Nichnasa, because they didn't marry, but whatever, all the different explanations. So they don't go along with Rabbi Lozman and Azariah. So how do they understand Aleph and Beis? What's Pasuk Aleph and what's Pasuk Beis? So that's what the other Mepharshim, the Teres Kohanim, doesn't answer. So that's what some Rishonim say, that Pasuk Aleph is Nicham Avel. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them to go to Moshe Rabbeinu, Achrei Shnei Behar, to be Menachem Avel, send my wishes of condolence to Aaron and the two surviving children. So if so, so why is it mentioned over here? So Pasuk Aleph should be written in Parsha Shmini. And Parshas Achrei Mayis, that this should say, Vayomer Hashem al Moshe b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan Leimor. If you want to say when it was given, so say Rosh Chodesh Nisan. What do you have to identify that the whole Avodas Yom Kippurim was given after the death of Shnei Bnei Aharon, if it's really unrelated? So that's what the collection, there are different collections of the Urim of the Bali HaTosfos, like on Gemara, you have Tosfos Shanis and Tosfos Tuch and Tosfos Rashi Bohim, they're different. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, different Bali HaTosfos. So you have different sets of Tosfos on Chumash also, many different sets. Now, a lot of them are printed, a lot of them are still in manuscripts. So one of the collections of the Bali HaTosfos, the Sefer Moshe Zukanim, they quote from the Bali HaTosfos a new suggestion. To teach you, I don't think it's a Medrash. If it's a Medrash, I think it was written by the Bali HaTosfos. They're on the Drashim from the days of the Amoraim, and they're on the Drashim that were written by Bali HaTosfos. They must have had some traditions on these things. But I think they were oral traditions. I don't think they were written down yet. But you have a lot of times the Rekeach writes things. And you have a lot of Rishonim who write the same new ideas. They must have had some traditions on these, but I don't think they're Bixar earlier. So anyway, so over here, in this collection of the Bali HaTosfos and the Moshe Zakeinu, he points out Lamdach that Nisus Tzadik Mechaper is just like Avodah Yom Kippurim is Mechaper. Because the Psukim say that this is what Aaron HaKohen should do the Avodah. Lechita Bada Biad Beis Bad Kol Kahal Yisrael, the Avodah Yom Kippurim is Mechaper, Kibay Yom HaZeh Yechaper Lechem Tares, and it brings Kapore, and Shnei Bnei Aharon went on to be Tzadikim, as she said earlier, Bikor Vayah Kodesh, that they were Tzadikim. So Nisus Tzadikim is Mechaperes, like Hakrovas Hakrovot. So the Gemara has this in a different context. The Gemara has it in a different place. That Misas Miriam is written in the Chumash next to Paraduma. The teacher is just like Paraduma is Mechaper, so too Misas Miriam is Mechaper. The Baal Hat Tanya has in the end of the Sefer, he has in the Igros HaKodesh, the collection of letters, a letter that he sent to his mechutin, to the Kedushas Levi of Levi Yitzchak Berditcheva. Their children were married. So I think the Kedushas Levi's son died. So he wrote a letter of tankumen to him. So the letter begins with this. It's a long Chassidish Maimer explaining why the Torah compares Nisus Tzadikim to Paraduma. Just like Karbonus HaMachapa, so can Nisus Tzadikim to Paraduma. So why compare it to Paraduma? Why not compare it? Paraduma is considered Chatasi. It's considered like a carbon chatasi. So why not compare it to any normal carbon? Why such an unusual carbon that the Torah declares that a Paraduma has a din like a chatasi? Why not compare Nisus Tzadikim to a different carbon? He has a whole discussion of that. So that's the Gemara, that's what the Tanoim have like that. So the Balei HaTesis commented that maybe that's the meaning over here also. That the reason why it says Achai Moshnei Me'ahara, next to Avodah Yom Kippurim, is the teacher that misses Tzadik Mechaper. Then they add on another thing, which was their minig apparently. There were communities where they had a minig that they only said Yizkor Ani Yom Kippur. And they didn't say on Shalosh Rukav. So they mentioned, and that's the reason why we give tzedakah in memory of the tzaddikim shemesu on Yom Kippur, because just like Yom Kippur is mechaper, so to Nisus tzaddikim is mechaper. So we want to remind the Rebbeinu Shlomo on Yom Kippur that you wrote to us in your Torah that Nisus tzaddikim is mechaper like Yom Kippur is mechaper. So on Yom Kippur we remind him of that by reciting Yizkor for the Nisus tzaddikim. That's the meaning that they had in Europe in certain communities, that they only said Yizkor on Yom Kippur. The more popular meaning, the common meaning today is that all the shuls have Yizkor on Shalosh Regalim as well. That's based on a different thing. It has nothing to do with Nisus Tzadikim Mechaperes. We assume that it's Faker, the Prima Godin, quotes from the Rishon, what Yizkor is all about. That we recite Yizkor on the day that we lay in Kriyas HaTorah about Ishkimat Nasiyot, the Tibur Kasar Shem Alokhech Hashem Oshan Lot. On the day on which you read the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, that as a chelik of Simchas Yontif, you have to give tzedakah to the Aniyim, so that's when you have to be menadev tzedakah. They used to make an appeal always on Yom Tov. Why they make an appeal? So people think because on Yom Tov, more people come to shul. People come to shul who normally don't come all year long, they don't come on Shabbos, so everybody comes on Yom Tov. So you have a captive audience, so the rabbi gets up and makes an appeal and embarrasses everybody into giving money. That may be true, but that's not the source of the Yizkor idea. The Balei HaTesis, who instituted Yizkor, the Balei HaTesis instituted the appeals on Yom Tovim. If you look in the beginning of Nedarim, you look in the Ritzvah and in the Mukkei Yosef, in the back of every Nedarim you have the Rif. And the Ramban apparently didn't have a Rif on Nedarim, so he thought there was no Rif. He thought there's no Rif on Nedarim, there's no Rif, and we don't have any Rif on Chorus. So he wrote his own halachas. So you have in the back of the dorm, you have two columns, one next to the other, the Rif, and you have the Ramban. Then on the either side of the Rif and the Ramban, you have the Ritzvah and the Mukkei Yosef, I think. So they quote from the Balei HaTesis and Minig, the Gemara has in the beginning of the Dorim, like in the beginning of Chul and Torah Shel Atidom, Shel Tidom Lot Tisham Tov Mizem Mizeshen, and Ode Kalika, the best thing is you should never take any in the Dorim because he may violate your Nether. So the Rishonim asked, how come the Minig is that they make appeals on Shalosh Regalim and on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? So they give different reasons why. So they so the Balei HaTesis, they say that you make appeals, it's a mitzvah leader of the Eitz Tzara. It's a mitzvah to pledge to give tzedakah and to fulfill a pledge to Eitz Tzara in the hope that in the schus of the tzedakah that you're pledging to give, that Rabban Shalom will redeem you from the Eitz Tzara. Like it says, Vayir Yaakov Neira Leima Yir Lekimi Madi, the Leima means Leima Ladoris. Taisus and Chul and Abbey, some of the days, quoted that from the Medrash Bereshis Rabbah, not Pasuk. When he was running away from Esau, he thought that his brother was going to kill him. Esau was going to kill him. So he said, "Vayir Yaakov Neira Leima." What does it mean, Leima? Adav Shalom Moshe, Leima means Leima Li Yisrael. So what does it mean by Yira Yankiv Neder Lamer? Lema what? So it means Lema Ladoris. Yira Yankiv Neder, Yankiv took a Neder, Lema Ladoris to teach all the future generations of Jewish people that whenever they are B'Yitzor, they should also take a Neder to give Tzedakah. And in the schus of that net and the schus of giving tzedakah, there'll be nivdet, there'll be nigal. But that's what the Rishonim say, the meaning developed over the years to give, to make appeals on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, because these are Yimei Hadin. The Mishnah says, Bapua prokim hoilam nidom. The Mishnah says the world is judged on four different times of the year, Pesach, and Shavuos and Sukkot and the Tzvu and on the Teres and on the Mayim and Barash Hashanah called by the Marv Mephon of Kibnil Mar, and everybody's judged Yom Kippur and Barad, that's Kibmar HaChasino. But that's why the minute developed to be Menader Tzedok on these days, because the mitzvah is the Yestar, the fact that it's a Yom Adin, that these are Yimei Adin, is automatically an Ace Torah. So mainly you have to take a letter to give the Tzedakah. So once you're giving once you're taking a letter to give the Tzedakah, so you may as well say, you add this on as a footnote, you may as well say that the skus that I'm giving this Tzedakah, this should be counted not only as a skus for me, that I should be Nigal, I should be Nifter. It's related to the Ace Torah. You should have a Yeshua, this should also be Farech, and this should be counted as a skus for my parents or for my grandparents, because those are the ones who brought me up. They brought me into the world, and they brought me up with the Torah education and the attitude to give charity to the poor and so on. So that's a totally different perspective as to what Yisker is all about. That it begins with the mitzvah of the Ace Torah. Other, or the Prima Gadim has differently. That whenever there's a Chiyuv Simcha, which I started to say before, whenever there's a Chiyuv Simcha, so the Rambam points out in Hilchas Yontif that it's not that the Torah is mechayev us to have simchas hakeres, to eat, to drink, and to fat yourself up, and to be merry, and to sleep, and just to enjoy simchas haguf. You have to have a different kind of a simcha. So simcha means samach ba'akto v'haleide v'hager v'hayas v'aman asher b'kerecho, to give to those who are less fortunate than you are, to give tzedakah to the anim. That's why on Purim is a din to give matanis l'avyoyim as a chelek of simchas yontif. Because the Purim is a day that was nikva by the Chacham as a Yom Simcha as well. So it's really a chelik of the Simcha Sion to give tzedakah to the Aniyim. So that's why you make appeals on Yom Tovim to give to Aniyim and to give tzedakah. And once you're giving the tzedakah, so maybe you mention that this tzedakah should be parechem as a source for the nikvah also. But it's not like the Bali Atashim viewed it that starts the other way. But you mentioned the Mises Tzadikim on Yom Kippur, they had a totally different meaning. They only said Yisker on Yom Kippur. So they say, because you mentioned Mises Tzadikim on Yom Kippur, because Mises Tzadikim is Mechaperes. You say Yisker even if the parents are not Tzadikim. Even if the parents need it more if they're not Tzadikim. Not based on Mises Tzadikim, we want to remind the Rebbein Shalom that we have a Koyach Kapare and Skusim, the Mises Tzadikim should be Mechaper on us. We want that the giving of the Tzedakah should be Mechaper on them, on the Tzadikim, because it's on the people who passed away. Because the people who died are also always being judged again. Because when a person does things during his lifetime, not only is he judged for the mitzvahs and the averus that he did, he's judged for the effect that it had on other people. He raised children, he had an effect on the people in the community, and then in the next generation has an effect with type and effect le ro. So every year they keep on judging the niftarim again, le type or le ro, depending on what effect it had, like the Mufi Yosef writes in Bava Kamma. The famous Mufi Yosef writes, if I light a match, and I caught something to catch flame, and then I dropped it. And the fire keeps on going and going and going, and it burns down the whole North America. And then the fire is so big, it jumps over the Panama Canal and starts burning down South America. And then it's so big, it catches flame, goes over all the ocean, it starts burning down Africa. The whole world burns down. And I died already years ago. So the Nukhi Yesu says that that's Isha Mishim Chichim. So all considered as if I did it before I died. All the hezek that happens in the future is all related back to me. Everything is contained in the ma'aseh that I did. So that's what the Svarim say, that when a person, while he's alive, he sets a time bomb. The mitzvahs and averis and attitudes that he gives other people, his friends and his relatives and his neighbors, and then this has an ongoing effect. Years and years and generations later has an effect. So they can have an effect with Toyva on later generations, and Rishoyim have an effect with Ra as well. That's the way we usually understand it. That's the way we usually understand the Yisker. We give thoughts of the union of giving tzedakah. So we're giving tzedakah, we say, let this giving of tzedakah not only be farech and does it schus for us, let it also be farech and does it schus for the people who brought us into the world, or the people who educated us, and so on. And the Rishayim, the Bali Atesis, understood it for him. That it's an Indian of reminding the Rabbanu Shalom of the Mises Tzadikim. The Torah says that Aaron HaKohen has to take Stoy Rechel Hashem and Stoy Rechel Azazel. What exactly is this Stoy Rechel Azazel all about? Some Rishonim have very strange comments on this. Ramban has a Tzafi Kabbalah, there's something here very not simple. I don't know. So the Ibn Ezra has something over here also. Ibn Ezra is very often very cryptic, you don't know what he's talking about. Then he concludes, there's a famous line in Ibn Ezra. He concludes, he says, when you'll be 33 years old, then you'll understand it. What's he talking about? What do you have to be 33 years old to understand? So there are a lot of pirushim on this Ibn Ezra. No, there are svarim. There are separate svarim that they have. Like you have the Gemara on the inside, and then you have the Rashi and Tosafot on the outside. You have the Rambam and the Kes Mishnah Lechem, the Magen Mishnah, the Lechem Mishnah, Mishnah Melech. All the portions that have the Ibn Ezra has. There's a safe like that Margolis paper that was printed in Europe. Someone was reprinted. I don't know. As Ibn Ezra in the middle, then it has a few Pirushim on the side, and there's another Sefer, Ezra Lahavim, a separate Sefer, Shuri Amor. These are the two Sfarim that my father had. Shuri Amor Sfarim in the library to explain Ibn Ezra. What's interesting, on this Ibn Ezra, there's another collection of Bali Atosus on Chumash, Hadar Zikainim, the standard, the Bali Atosus. Two columns on every page, one says Tosus, one says the Rosh. But later the historian said the Rosh is not the Rosh, it's some other Rosh, and the Tosus is not the Tosus, it's some other Tosus. Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. Someone else is the same name as Moshe Rabbeinu. So someone has, but it's a different Bali HaTosfos. It's not our Bali HaTosfos. It's a different Bali HaTosfos. So they talk about on this Sefer, they give shot to this Ibn Ezra. Both of them give shot. So one of them, I forgot who, one of them says, the remez he meant to say was, if you'll count 33 psukim vayta, Shetagia leben shloshim mishol, doesn't mean when you reach the age of 33. If you count 33 psukim vayta, you'll bump into the pasuk that says v'lo'iz b'chodis etchem la'siram shehem zoinim achareim. So that's also a difficult pasuk. What is the pirush amilas? The Ibn Ezra has a little bit there. So one of these Bali HaTosfos say, when you reach that pasuk, when you understand that, then go back to this pasuk and you understand what it means. The story of Lazaro. That's what one of them says. And the other one says, the Pirush HaRosh, on the other side, says, no. He says, Shlosh Mishalosh is Lamed Gimel. So he says, the Pasuk in Bereshit has, that Lavan called it Yigarso Havus to the Yaakov Korolo Galed. And Galed is one word, but it's really two words. It's Gal. Eight Hagal Azos, Eidu Amat Sefo Azos, and so on. So, all the Ibn Ezra meant to say was that this is a composite word. They have a lot of, in English, they have a lot of, isn't it called the composite word? What do you call it? Compound word. You have two words that combine to be one word. You have a lot of times like that, no? So that's what the Rush says. That the Gnezer was writing at was that the word Azazel is a compound word of two different words that come together. And he says, "Kshetagil ben shloshim v'shalosh." When you get to the pasuk Galay, which is Lamed Gimel, begins with Lamed Gimel, so then you'll see that there is such a thing as a compound word. Other in the regular Mikros Gedolos, they have on the bottom of the page Avi Ezri, a pirush, a running commentary on Ibn Ezra. He doesn't have everything. Every so often he writes something, but there are many Ibn Ezra's which he doesn't explain. So here on this one, he doesn't write either of these pshatim that the Rishonim had, that the Bali HaTosfos had. He has totally different pshatim. So he starts off one pshat, the Ibn Ezra is alluding to Bilam HaRasha. Some from Wal pshat, because the Gemara says in the end of Sanhedrin that Bilam HaRasha died at the age of 33. So the Gemara says, Anshi Domim Mirma Vayechtu Yemeyem, apostle, that evil, wicked people won't even live half of their lifetime. So the Yemeshin is saying, Behem Shiv Mishan, a normal person lives 70 years, and half of that is 35. The Gemara talks about Hegil the Reb Shneifer, the age of 35. For 70, it's Al Pidin Allah, 35, and he becomes Bar Mitzvah. If you have a person who doesn't have Simani Shtei Saris, and doesn't have Simani Saris or Ayman, so they become a Gadol, at the age of 35, Hegil the Reb Shneifer. So the Gemara says that Anshe Damimim Lo Yatsi Yemeim, so Bilam died before the age of 35. So the Gemara says 33, he was 33 years old. So the Avi Ezri says that that's what the Ibn Ezra is obviously alluding to. He says when you reach 33, you'll understand the sod. And he makes some kind of interpretation, has something to do with Bilam HaRosh. Then he says, no, that's a little far-fetched. You can never tell with Ibn Ezra. It could be that that's what he meant, because he's so cryptic. So then he says, no, he has a better shot. That he's talking about a different passage. That it says, when Yankiv and his family came down to Mitzrayim, so it says, Yankiv basically called Nefesh Yaakov Shloshim Mishalosh. And the Gemara says, it really wasn't Shloshim Mishalosh, it was only 32, but including Yankiv is 33. And he goes off also a wild interpretation. Anyway, he's one of the famous Shver Ibn Ezra. Years ago, this was a big in Europe. Years ago, before the war, in between the First and Second World War, this is a big game that the Maskilim always used to try to figure out what in the world is Ibn Ezra talking about, and all of these were Muslim. He has a lot of time in Chumash. Strange things. It used to be, he used to spend a lot of time on this. In fact, Achad Ha'am writes in his autobiography that he was brought up as a Zerach Sidishim. And he writes that. He was writing Chuvis and Heter Agunas at the age of 19, and the Rabbonim in the neighboring towns were discussing. Acharam was an atheist, the Seif Yomar. But when he was young, he used to learn, he said, that's what he writes, his autobiography. And he writes that he was once looking in the Shev Shmaitze, and his father was Mevazah him, and his father said, you're a moron. You know, the Shev Shmaitze wrote the Sefer when he was 17. He won't even understand the Sefer when you'll be 17. And he says, little did my father know that I already knew half of Shas, and I already had gone through the Shev Shmaitze many times, whatever. And then he says, father once took him to, I think, to Saragera. So they didn't live in there, so they went for a Shabbos. And he woke up, he was medaktik to say Kriya Shema Bizmana, and then he was surprised to see this. That medaktik is my Krishna, my Tila, so they were all laughing at him. Why is a teenager? Why is medaktik? What kind of funny stuff? What's going on here? And then he was Mavis Ezra, and he was looking through the Ibn Ezra's and the Ramban, and they were making fun of him. What kind of Ibn Ezra Ramban? You Mavis Ezra with Rashi HaKadosh. What kind of Ibn Ezra? And he writes that that's what turned them off from Yiddishkeit. And then he became an atheist. Could have become a Mishnah? What do you mean? That was his mistake. It should have been turned off from Chassidus. Instead, he writes that's what was the beginning of his. He was the one who coined the term Mizrahi. He wanted to have a. He wrote some of the essays. He should have a Merkaz Ruchani. The word Mizrahi comes from a combination of two words, Merkaz Ruchani in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, he did a lot of things, had a lot to say. He has in his, they have in the collection of his letters, interesting letters. I used to be Hebrew literature major in college here. I started off as a math major, then I changed my mind in the middle, I became Hebrew literature. I got off easy. So we used to read Achad Ha'am. There used to be a professor here who had smicha from the seminary. He used to be Michal Shabbos professor, he used to live in the neighborhood. After I got married, I lived in the neighborhood. I used to see him go shopping on Shabbos. But that was my professor. He was my Hebrew professor. But he taught here. He used to wear a yarmulke, of course. And he used to teach all this atheism and Achad Ha'am, all of the. And he used to point out here. This is what he says over here. No. Yeah. So in the collection of his letters, he has a letter to his son. His son studied at the Hebrew University. And there were people studying in the library with yarmulkes, and his son didn't wear a yarmulke. And they felt very hurt. They felt very uncomfortable. Why this guy sits there? They always tried to encourage him to wear a yarmulke, and the son didn't want him. He's a matter of principle. He's an atheist. He doesn't believe in that. So he sent his father a letter, sent his father a letter to Europe. Zaltahein, what's his father? His father said, you can be made to wear the yarmulke or anything. You have to be so consistent. The rub's in the wrong way, wear a yarmulke already. So he was a reasonable man. Anyway. That was a big thing. The Maskilim in those days were very much into Ibn Ezra, that was. The Pasuk says that when the Kangodal does the Avodah Yom Kippur, it says, V'chol Adam lo yiyah v'yoh mo'ed v'voy l'chapa b'akvedu shat seisof. The Pasuk used Zahm. Nobody's allowed to be there. So the Yerushalmi has a comment, I think the Tosfos Yesharim on Yuma quotes the Yerushalmi, and V'chol Adam is marbe even angels, even Malachim are not permitted to be there when he does the Avodah. V'chol Adam. I think the Rambam writes in Hilchos, he said that there are 10 different kinds of angels, and there are Serafim and Ifanim and Chayos, and sometimes they're called the Mus Adam Lo, sometimes they're called Adam. So Kol Adam is Marbe, not a human being Adam, but a Malach Adam. whom the Navi will call him Adam. So Rabbaran Soloveitchik used to say over every year the name of his father, Moshe Soloveitchik. What does it mean, L'chol Adam? The Torah is giving an issa to Malachim, but not only is it forbidden for a human being to be there in the Heichal when the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah, it's prohibited for an angel to be there. If the angel does it, so what's his punishment? L'nitzim Torah L'malachi Asharei, Moshe Soloveitchik used to ask. The Torah, that's not what that phrase means in the Gemara. The Gemara means a different thing, that the Baruch Shem doesn't expect us to do the impossible. He knows that we're only human beings. So the Muslim, and the Torah Malach HaShem, the Baruch Shem knows that we're not angels. But Ramesh Soloveitchik said of Ezemelitza, the Torah wasn't given to angels, so what do you mean? If the angels are in violation of a Pasuk Yud Zion, that's what it means. The Malachim are forbidden to be there. So he thought that the Pasuk, that was one kasha. Then he had another kasha. How come the Moni HaMitzvah don't count this in the Taryag Mitzvah? It's a lot. So he thought that it's not a lot. It's a statement. It's a tenai in the Avodah. No one should be there at the time that he does the Avodah. If someone will be there, if an angel will be there, the Avodah will be possible. But it doesn't mean that it'll be an Avodah. It maybe it'll be an Avodah also because they will have possible the carbon. You're not allowed to possible the carbon. So if anyone will be there in addition to the Kohen Gadol, he will cause the carbon, the Avodah Yom Kippur to be possible, which is an Issa that's like Mishmeres Shemaisai. You possible a carbon, so you have to throw the whole thing out and burn it and bring the carbonate all over again. But this Pasuk is not the law. This Pasuk is a statement. This is a Tanai in the Aseidu HaVodah. So mainly it even applies to the Malachim. If there will be a Malach there, present in Oil Mayed, so the whole Avodah will be possible. So Ramosha Soloveitchik said that when he said this over to his father, to Rav Chaim, so Rav Chaim said he thinks that it's probably correct, but he didn't see why it's impossible to say that it is an Asara, that it's an Avera for an angel to be there. It's an interesting question. Can you have a Pasuk that tells you a prohibition for an angel? But not only is it forbidden for human beings to be there, it's forbidden for an angel. If an angel goes, he's doing an Avera. Are the angels mechuyev not to do Averas or not? In the Tshuvas of the Malbusha Yontif, he has a section where he has a letter that he wrote, correspondence between himself and Malbusha Yontif, was one of the few Achrayim that Rav Soloveitchik used to quote. He means much because he was the Rav of Chaslavich. Chaslavich is, I think, where the Rav was born. So he was born in Chaslavich. His parents lived there for a while. I don't know if he was born there, but he was brought up there for quite a while. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was the Rav there in Chaslavich. It was a Lubavitch town. The enigma for Chaslavich is Lubavitch. Some kind of enigma that began with Rav. So this, the Malbusha Yontif happens to be a Rav of Chaslavich. And he had correspondence with many people. And he printed his correspondence with, I think, Rav Lozer Moshe Horowitz, who was the Rav in Pinsk, about 100 years ago. And one of the letters, they discussed the following kasha. The Gemara says in Yuma that this din chalor liya b'yol moed not only applies on Yom Kippur, it applies all year long also. When the Kohen had yod, every day, the only time you need a Kohen Gadol for Avodah is Yom Kippur. All year long the Kohen had yod is a good fan of Avodah. Even the Minchas Chavitin, the Chavit Kohen Gadol that's brought every day, doesn't have to be brought by the Kohen Gadol, he has to pay for it. He's the Balak Korban, it's offered on his behalf, but the Avodah of the Minchas Chavit and the Haftarah can be done by Kohen Hedit also. Some of the Kohen Gadol did it usually. Why not? If he's there anyway, Beit HaMikdash, why shouldn't he do the Avodah? But strictly speaking, you don't need a Kohen Gadol to do the Avodah. You only need on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah. And that's a big shaila in Rishonim also, whether the Kohen Gadol does all of the Avodah from A to Z, or he only does from A to Q. And you leave out a little bit of Avodah, because in our piyutim that we say, it says that there were four payasas on Yom Kippur. That there were four times they would draw lots to decide who's going to do certain Avodahs. Four Avodahs. So the Baal HaMoed writes in Yuma that that's all a mistake. That the guys who wrote the piyutim didn't know what they were talking about. It's all against the Gemara. And there were no payasas on Yom Kippur. The Kohen Gadol did everything from A to Z. And the Ramban in the Malchamis on Yuma defends the Baal HaPiyutim. And he says no. That he thinks that there were, the Gemara doesn't say, he thinks that there were payasas. There were certain avodas that didn't need a Kohen Gadol. For those four, there were four things that didn't need a Kohen Gadol. So for those, they used, even though if he wants Kohen Gadol can do it, but they choose to have four payasas to have a little participation from the other Kohanim as well. Ramban Tainis against the Balamor. If the Balamor is right, there were no Payosis on Yom Kippur, so how come the whole second parak is in Yuma? Yuma has 8 parakim. The last parak is about the Chamishi Inuyim. And the first 7 parakim are all about the Avodah Yom Kippur and bringing of the Karbonis. The second parak in Yuma is not about Yom Kippur. It's about Payosis, about how you draw lots in order to determine who's going to get, which kind is going to get the opportunity to do the Avodah. Particular avodah. So what is that doing in Yuma? If Ishlaim and the Ramban writes in Muhammad, Ishlaim, if there were payasas on Yom Kippur, at least there were some payasas. They didn't have all the payasas that they had every day. Everything was up for grabs every day. Mi shofet, mi mekabel, mi zorek, mi moilef, mi midashin. Everything was up for grabs every day because you didn't need to kind of go for anything every day of the year. So if there were payasas on Yom Kippur, the agav Yom Kippur, they mention in the Mishnah. He mentioned in the Mishnah all of the other payasas that they had all year long also. But the mamash no payasas at all on Yom Kippur, so what's the whole second territory in there? That's the Ramban Tainu against the Balamor. It's Ashtarka Tainu. So the Torah Tumim has in his autobiography, in the Bekar Baruch, his name was Epstein. Baruch HaLevi Epstein. His father wrote the Aruch HaShulchan, Sim Nicholas. So he writes that the name Epstein, which we always think is an Ashkenazi name, he says they're descendants from the Balamor. He says it's a corruption of the name Ben Beneshti. He says they stem from Sfarzik, Ben Beneshti family. The Knesset HaGdolah was a Ben Beneshti. And he traces his family lineage back up to the Balamor, to the Ra'or, to those people over there. So he tries to defend it. And his autobiography talks about everything under the sun. So he tries to defend the Balamor from this kasha of the Ramban. Why the second parak in Yuma does belong, even if the Balamor, even if one should assume like the Balamor, that absolutely no payasas at all, he gives that parak. Okay, I got something. Now the whole parak was mentioned, I got something that appears in the end of the first parak. Anyway, so the Gemara has there in the Yuma that this halacha, Chalad Mliyev, El Moed, is not limited only to Yom Kippur, it applies all year long also. When the Kohen Hedyut goes in, or the Kohen Gadol, whoever wants to go and do the Haftaras Haftaras every day in the Heichal, the din is Kaladim Liyah B'Yomayim. No one else is allowed to be in the Heichal at the time that the Kohen does the Haftaras Haftaras. In the truth of the Malbusha Yontif, he has in his correspondence with Rabbi Lozman Shehurvitz this kasha. How can that be? The Gemara has a price in Yuma that they're not allowed to, but then you learn Mishnah's Talmud. It says that every day of the year there were always two Shamosim going in with the Kohen who won the pious, who won the lottery, who won the chance to do the Haftaras Haftaras. There were two other Kohen who would go with him to help him carry in the Kelim and to help him carry in the Haftaras into the Eichel, and then he would do the Haftaras Haftaras. Every day of the year they violated this Din Cholad Leiyah Ba'al Mor. How can it be? You'll tell me maybe they only went to Bagleitin to walk in with the Kohen HaMakteris HaKteres before he did the Haftarah. But at the time, the moment of Haftarah, there was nobody else there. So the Malbusha Yantav Taira is in his letters, but that's still no good because the Gemara Yuma says, from the time the Kohen walks into the Hechel till the time that he leaves, not only during the time that he's actually doing the Hazor, during the Avodah, not only that time is it prohibited for others to be there. From the time he enters to the time he leaves, it's prohibited. So how can the Mishnah say in Talmud that that was the standard procedure every day of the year? That the Kohen who did the service would go in together with another two people, so in violation of the din in this bus. That's his time. So I saw an interesting comment the Raga Chava has on this pasuk in the Tzafut Panech and Chumash. He doesn't mention this kasha, but he just makes a statement. He says, if you look in the Rambam, and the Rambam quotes that Gemara in Yuma, that this din applies all year long, when does it apply all year long? Whenever any avodah is done in the Heichal, when is an avodah done in the Heichal? Every day of the year, you have to have a kohen do Haftaras Haftaras, and once in a blue moon, they bring a par kohen gadol, or soyer nasi, chatoros hapnimiyos, or par handovah shel tzibur. There are not only on Yom Kippur you do. On Yom Kippur you do avodah l'fnai v'lifnei. In the Kurdish Akadoshim. And the other one, you do avodas in front of the parochas in the Eichel, in front of once in a long, long while. You do on Chatoas HaPnimiyos. So the Rambam, the Rabbi Chava points out that the Rambam is Medayik. Rabbi Chava was very big on Rambam. Every word in the Rambam, every word in the Pirush HaMishnayis is it. Every word in the Pirush HaMishnayis is Medayik. He made big stuff out of the Pirush HaMishnayis. So the Raga Chava points out that the Rambam and the Aruch HaZaka seems to draw a distinction between the two. when the Kohen goes in to bring Torahs, it's only forbidden for others to be there b'shas haktoras haktoras. Masha'enikin, when the Kohen goes in to do hazorat adam or the haktoras hakimiyos, then he says this din applies from the beginning to the end. From the beginning to the end. He doesn't explain it, he just makes that statement. How does one explain that? I have a hip-hop shot, but it doesn't explain everything. The deal is, when you do Hazor Saddam, the Zriko Saddam of Chator Saddam, you have to do the Shechita in the Azor, and then you do Kabbalah, you always have Shechita, Kabbalah, Hebacher, and Zriko. So Hebacher is an Avodah. So the halacha, the Gemara says, is considered halacha when you take the dam, the coin carries the dam from the spot where you did the Kabbalah Saddam all the way into the place where you're going to do the Zrika Saddam. So the coin who's taking the dam is in the process of doing an avoid of that whole time. So there I can understand that there's an Isa of Chalotim Liyah Boel Moed, not only when he does the actual Hazor Saddam in front of the Paroiches, even when he's just bringing in the dam, because he's in the process of doing another avoid of. He's doing the Avodah of Havachar, and when he's doing the Hazdo, he's doing the Avodah of Hazdo. Masheni came back to Torahs, the whole Avodah just consists of Haftoras, Haftoras. There's nothing before. And the Kohen walks in order to do the Torahs, they just say, Echitim to the Alma, that's not an Avodah. Well, where does the Halacha begin? From where? There is no Halacha. There's Halacha, if you have first Chita, then you have Kabbalah, then you have Halacha, then you have Drita. You have Dabal Avodah Saddam. By Mincha you have Dalar Avoid is parallel to the Dalar Avoid is Adam by Demis. But by Kteris all you have is Kteris. I understand very well why the Rambam only says by Kteris, the Yisra only is, B'shaas HaKteris HaKteris, no one's allowed to be there. So maybe the Mishnah is not Shver. The Mishnah in Talmud that says that there were two people who went along with the coin every day, they went along up until the point that he was about to do the HaKtera, and then they left. So at the moment of HaKtera, he was there all by himself. That's how you can say, I'll be Pashtun. But by the Chatoas Apnimios, whoever the din should, he's right. The Rabbi Chob is deep and the Rambam is right. The only question is, why is that say so? On Yom Kippurim, I understand why I'd say so. Because Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if I'm not mistaken, I think this Vater is printed in the collection in the Kovitz Chidush Torah that Rav Soloveitchik printed around 10 years ago. They pointed out that on Yom Kippur, not only do you have to have specific avodas done in a specific order, but the Knesset of the Yitzhi is all part of the Seder Hayom, even though it's not an Avodah. The fact that, let's say the Kohen Gadol will be able to come in through a roof or walk in through a window. So the Gemara Chul in the first parak says, no good. And Yom Kippur has to walk in normal, because it says, he has to go in, he has to go out. The Gemara has a discussion in Chulin in the first parak. The Mishnah says in Yuma that the Kohen Gadol, when he left the Kodesh Kodashim, would walk out backwards. He wouldn't turn his back to the Oren Kodesh and walk out. He would walk out backwards. Kevin Hanifta Milishnei Rabbi. So the Gemara in the first paragraph of Chulin, Fek Takasha, how is that legitimate? How is the Yotze to say the Rayoim? It says he has to leave Derech Knesa, Derech Yitzia. How is that Derech Yitzia? The Gemara says, yeah, it is Derech Yitzia, since that's the minute when you have countries where you have an Eved. By some Rabbanim, they insist like that. Some Rashi Yeshiva, by Rabbi Hutner, was a W.D.U. He had to walk out backwards. It's a W.D.U. on the first. Achaz Dosa Lahomet, that he would kick the guy out of the Yeshiva if he wouldn't be knowing the prophet called it by him. Maybe that's the way you should do. So the Gemara says that since that's a normal Derech by Eved HaNitzim, it is Nei Rabba, so that's why it's called Derech Nitzvitzir. So you see tonight Gemara that it's not just that on Yom Kippur you have to have 150 avodas and have to be done in this order. Not just 150 avodas in an order. And the entering and the leaving and the walking and the going, every step of the way is charted out. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said to answer a certain kasha that was bothering him. The Mishnah says in Talmud that every day all of these Kohanim who won the pious, he did Shechitin, he did Kabbalah, he did Rikasadam, he did this avodah, that avodah, everybody did an avodah, you have 100 Kohanim did avodah. So it says, and after he finished his job, he shtachav over Yotza. He was mishtachav, he bowed down on the floor, and he left the Azara, he went down to the dormitory, which was in the basement of the Azara. So where do you get shtachav over Yotza? Where does it say that in the Chumash? So the Vilna Goyim, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, in Haderes Eliyahu, on Bikurim, HaMishnayis Bikurim says that the Mokah for that din is from the Tosef, the Hishtachavi, so let me Hashem, alokecha, and kisovot. He says, when you bring Bikurim, he says, the Hishtachavi, so let me Hashem, alokecha. So the Vilna Goyim said, what he was a kiyum in havoas biturim. He said, no, that pasuk is the mocker that kol anichnasim la'azara mechuyif to be mishtafet before they leave. At some time or another, if you enter the azara for a period of 15 minutes, you should be mishtafet at the beginning, the middle, of the end. Sometime before you leave, you should be mishtafet. So the Gros says that that is the mocker of all of those mishnayis and tamid, that it always says hishtachav avayotzer. Every kohen who did some participation in the avoda every day had to be a hishtachav avayotzer. The Rav Soloveitchik quoted that and he said, Tilei Plon, you learn through the whole mishnayis yumeh, and you can go there all day long, it doesn't say once hishtachav. Once? All day long. The other people in tamid are only there 15 minutes, hishtachav avayotzer, you can go there all day long, it doesn't do hishtachav. So he said, perhaps the answer to this, he thought it was a peladik akasha, perhaps the answer to the kasha is, based on that gemara in the first parak in Chulin, that not only on Yom Kippur, not only do you require the 150 avodas this weekend, that weekend, this haftarah, and these korbanos, so many korbanos were brought. Everything has to be brought in a specific order, but you have to have the knisa with the yitzia. Every step of the way is charted out by the chumash and akrimos, every step of the way. And everything has to be done the way it's described here. Every day of the year, there's no luck, he's entering, he's leaving, he can climb through the window if he wants. It's normal to walk through the door. If he wants, he can walk up to, go through the attic and go leave out, come enter a different way, leave a different way. And Yom Kippur is a special din. The Knesset with the Yitzin is all part of the Seder Hayyam. Not Seder Avodah Hayyam. It's not an Avodah, the Knesset with the Yitzin. It's all part of the Seder Hayyam. That's what Rav Soloveitchik thought. If the Kohen Gadol will be mafsik in the middle to be mishtachve at some time or another, this will be a violation of the Seder Hayyam, because that's not in the program. That's not in the schedule. It doesn't say in Parshas Achim Ma'aseh should be mishtachve. So if he wants to fulfill this kiyum from all year long, that would be mafsik over here. He's only supposed to do this and no more. This is what he suggested. So that's what I thought. Maybe I can understand that on Yom Kippurim the halacha says chalad liyeh, but yarl moed b'vay lachach b'chodesh atzeisa, from the time that he enters to the time that he leaves, not only at the time that he's actually doing the hazor in the kodesh hakodashim or the hazor in the heichal or in the mizbeach, everything. From the time that the Kohen Gadol enters to the time that he leaves, everything has a chal Hashem. It's all al pidin. It's not time hechetim he didn't leave yet. No, it's all part of the state of Hayyam. He has to enter, he has to leave, and we discuss, is that legitimate leaving, walking backwards, and we say, yeah, it is acceptable. So, since he's functioning at that time, he's doing part of the state of Hayyam, so the Torah says, chaladim liyeh b'yamar. But all year long. Fully on, you don't have such a din as the Mitzvah Yitzchiyah. Just a din, you do the Avodas. The Bishleimah, when the Kohen is walking in to do the Zrika and the Chatorot HaPnimiyah, so he's doing Halacha. Oh, so that I understand. Because he's doing Halacha. So no one is allowed to be there because he's doing part of the Avodas. But after he finishes the Halacha and the Zrika, Gamarnu, he finished it. He's not doing anything else. So how can the Rambam, the Rav Chol points out, the Rambam sounds like he says that this din, the Vayla Chapa Pakodesh says until he leaves. Not just till he finishes doing the hazor on the chatos apnimi. Till the kohen leaves the heichal. Why should that be so? What does he have to leave the heichal for? Unless you say that you do need shvicha shirah. Whenever you bring a carbon, you're supposed to have the dominic leave. You're supposed to do a certain amount of the dam. Is supposed to be zorik wherever you're supposed to be zorik. And it's bech achitim, it's bech apnimi. In front of the paroiches, wherever, and the leftover dam in the container, he's supposed to do shvicha shirayim on the yisoid mizbeach hachitzon. And the chatoras apnimi is to do the shvicha shirayim on the yisoid hamaravi, on that yisoid that faces the head. On all of chavonas hachitzonias, you do the shvicha shirayim on the yisoid hadraimi, on the side that has the kevish. So even though the din is that shvicha shirayim is not miyakei, but still, Lachatchid is supposed to do Shvicha Shirayim. So maybe it's still called Oilocha. Maybe it's still called Oilocha. Even after the Kohen all year long does on Lachatos Afim, after he does the Hazor in front of the Paroches, since he's still busy doing something, it's not some Hechetim to be Alma. No, he's doing Oilocha. So Oilocha had to go like this. He had to shech the behemoth out in the Azorah, take the dam in, and he has to take the dam out, and it's all the Hemshech of the Oilocha. If the dam still is not Miyakim, because the whole Shvicha Shirayim is not Miyakim. But if Kozman Adam doesn't spill, so perhaps that's the word in the Rambam, that he's still busy doing Halacha as Adam for the sake of completing the Shvicha Shirayim, to pour out the rest of the Dam on him, and he says Mitzvah HaChitzos. Maybe that's why the Rambam seems to make this distinction. By Keteris shall call Yoyim the prohibition, Cholodim the Yabal Moed, only applies B'shas HaKteris HaKteris. And by all Chatos HaPniniyos, the din is the same as Yom Kippur exactly. B'voy L'chaper HaTzeifa, from the time he goes in till the time he goes out. Anyway, that's what the Rav HaTzeifa points out, that the Rambam seems to distinguish. So the way he points out the Rambam, the whole kasha that they were bothered with doesn't, the whole kasha that the Malbusha Yontifir doesn't begin off the ground, doesn't get off the ground. The Mishnah Talmud just says that he had two people assist him in going in, and then it says the Farish that they disappeared, not some conjecture. It says the Farish that they disappeared, and by the time he did the Haktaris, Haktaris, there was nobody else there. So the answer is, the Rambam writes that's all, that's the whole din is only that. By Chatos HaPnimius, the Rambam says it's the same as the Yom Kippur. That you need the Voil of Habib HaKadosh HaTzeis, from the beginning to the end. This Avodas Yom HaKippurim is only kosher b'Kohen Gadol. What kind of b'Kohen Gadol? So the Rashi points out, on Pasuk Lamed Beis, L'chipa HaKohen HaShim Shachoy Tavar She'imali Asiyodah L'Kayin Tachat Sovi. What does that mean? Hashayim Shachoyisra refers to Kohanim in the period of Bais Rishon who had Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. And then Yoshiyahu HaMelech towards the end of the period of the Bais Rishon was going to B'Shem and Amishcha with the Luchas with a whole bunch of things, the Matei Aharon, a whole bunch of things in the basement of the Beis HaMikdash. Then how did they have a Kohen Gadol? If there's no Shem and Amishcha, how did they have a Kohen Gadol? So the answer is, Aidei Merubah B'Godim. Hashayim Ali Asiyadah L'Chaim Tachasov is the one who was appointed Kohen Gadol without Mashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. Eli Elah HaMashiach B'Shem and Amishcha. Meruba begad minayin tam la ma shi imali es yodoi behem kol akuhanim agderam shomdu mi yoshiyahu leile shebi yomav in the days of yoshiyahu nignu zot sluchu shal shem ramishan not the yomav living ago yoshiyahu melech was the one who was going to do not that it happened to be in his lifetime sukim and divra yomim said that he was the one who was going to do the shem ramishan. So the Ramban quotes this Rashi on Pasuk Lamed Beis and he says from Rashi it sounds as if he thinks that the institution of Merubah B'Godim only began to exist after Yoshiyahu HaMelech through the end of the Bais Rishon, through the whole period of Bais Sheni. Sounds like up until the days of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, they never had that. So he says, it's not true. So according to Rashi, you couldn't have two Kohanim B'Godim contemporaries. You couldn't have a Mashiach B'Shem and Amishto and a Merubah B'Godim living at the same time. Unless for that generation, that time. That year that Yoshua Melech is going to the Shem and HaMishcha, so whoever is the Kohen Gadol is Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. The next Kohen Gadol, you have to wait till the Kohen Gadol drops dead, he can retire with a pension at the age of 65 also. So when he reaches whatever, 65, 85, whatever, and then the next Kohen Gadol takes over, he's going to be a Merubah B'Godim. So you're going to have two people who are going to be a Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha and Merubah B'Godim of Asachar. But that's the only generation in the history of the world that you're going to have two Kohen Gadolim, contemporary, B'Vat Zachas. One is Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, one is Merubah B'Godim. So the Ramban asks, how can that be? The Gemara in Makkos in Elohein HaGolim has the end of Yuma, the end of the Semper. The Gemara has the Machlokes HaTanaim. The Ratzeach B'Shogeg has to run away to the Har Miklat till the Kohen Gadol dies. What if you have two Kohen Gadolim? Do you have to wait till they both die? Or is it not that one of them dies? So the Gemara says, what if you have a Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha and a Merubah B'Godim? Or the Mishnah in Nazir talks, two Kohanim G'dayim are walking down the street and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah and there's nobody around to bury the Meis Mitzvah. A ghost town. Only two Kohanim G'dayim. So somebody has to be Mitami to the Meis Mitzvah. So the Mishnah says in Nazir that the Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha has a higher Madrega of Kedusha than the Kohen Gadol who's only Merubah B'Godim because there's a slight difference between the two. Parabla Akola Mitzvahs, the Tar Kohen Gadol is only brought in Parshas Vayikra. Kohen Gadol is Machal Shabbat B'Shogeg, doesn't bring Kippur, it brings a special Tar Kohen Gadol. So that's only brought by Kohen Gadol who is Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. That's the Mishnah in the first parak in Megillah. Ein Ben Kohen HaMashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, Tanam Rubu Gadam Ala Parabla Akola Mitzvahs. And Taisa says that that's what it means. Rashi has a strange shot. And Taisa disagrees. Taisa shows from the Taras Kohanim that's what it means. But that didn't only apply. So the Mishnah says in Nazir that since there's a slight edge, there's a slight madrega of kedusha that the Kohen Gadol HaMashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha has over the Merubah B'Godim. So if they're walking down the block and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah, so the Mashiach, the Merubah B'Godim should be mitamed to the Meis Mitzvah as opposed to the Kohen Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. So the Ramban says, where is this going to be? It's only Gemol at one time. Whoever was the Kohen Gadol in the lifetime of Yoshiyahu HaMelech, and then there was going to be the Shem and HaMishcha, and then the next Kohen Gadol is going to be a Merubah B'Godim, and they didn't fire the old guy, they just retired him, so he maintained his status as a Kohen Gadol, and they're walking down the block, and the Mishnah is telling you, then, once in the history of the world. So So Rashi and the Gemara writer says that's right. That's the Be'er Sheva points out. Rashi says in the Gemara, absolutely, that's right. The Mishnah in Nazir and the Gemara in Makkah that talks about whether they both have to die, if one of them dies, it's talking about once in the history of the world, when you have these two kind of Gedolim simultaneously. That's what Rashi writes. The Ramban and the Tzeidah Ladera writes in his commentary on the Rashi, he doesn't see what the Ramban found difficult. He thinks that Rashi's right. I think Rashi Gadda didn't even say anything. Rashi just says, when he had Ruvi Gadda during the period of Bai Sheni. Rashi never said you couldn't have a Ruvi Gadda during the period of Bai Rishon. The Ramban understood Rashi to have said that. Ramban said it's not true, even during the Bai Rishon. If they wanted to, they can make a Kayin Gadol Ayidei Ruvi Gadda. Ramban says, and they probably did it sometimes also, because the Mishnah says that before Yom Kippur, they would prepare another Kayin Gadol as a backup, just in case the Kohen Gadol would take sick and he would become Tomei, so they would have another Kohen Gadol, Kohen Acham Askinim Tachto. And it doesn't say that they gave Mashiach B'Shem HaMishcha 7 days, day after day, to the Kohen Acham Askinim Tachto. So what happens, Yom Kippur morning, and the Kohen Gadol says, I can't do it, I don't feel well, I have a cold, whatever, he can't go through with that, but he's not going to, he can't fast and do that, but get someone else to do it. So they got this other guy. So he said, Ramban says, no, on this part, what are you going to do? You can't do a Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha for 7 days. So what are you going to do? So he said, so you make a Merubah. So if you ask me, if I do, I say, make Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha 1 day. The Rambam quotes the Gemara that the 7 days Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha is not Ma'aki. You do Mashiach B'Shem and Mishcha 1 day. So this is Shatat Hakiri Yevadam. You have no bear. It's Yom Kippur. You need a Kohen Gadol. So you do Mashiach one day. So the Ramban writes on this part. And the Kohen Acham Askinim Tachto, then it's Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and he says, I can't do that later, I don't feel well, it becomes tough, what do you do? He says, you cannot have a Kohen Merubah of God in this man Shehoi Hashem and HaMishpah. He says, the whole din, Hashim Ma'li Asiyot, Al-Chayin Tachas Dovim, that you have Merubah of God in this man, this man, the Lek Hashem and HaMishpah. This man, the Ik Hashem and HaMishpah, you have to have Hashim Shechosa. So after Danyan Kippur, he had Mashiach 1 day, so he won't have 7 days. He thinks the Ramban is wrong. And Panam Yafoi, on this pasuk, Panam Yafoi is by the Haflor, by the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe. Panam Yafoi is right, of course the Ramban is right. He holds that he's right. I don't know exactly if he doesn't bring any proof. He just thinks that it sounds good. Thinks that he's right. He has another interesting comment. The Kohen Yom says on this pasuk, Hashem Alias Yodel Chayin Tachas Oviv. That he learns pshat like the Ramban. Hashem Alias, like Rashi, Hashem Alias Yodel means he became. Or the Rani will take over his father's position. Rashi learns, no. Rashi's quoting from the Gemara from the Sifra. Hashim Shachoistai, either he had Mashiach or Vashay Imala is the other, or he had Ruba the God. So the Ramban learns, he can have Hashim Imala is the other, even with man by his Rishon. He says, if it's a Shasat Chak, you need the coin on Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Gadol doesn't feel well on Yom Kippur, so you tell the next man, why should you do Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishpah 1 day instead of 7 days? There's no Dum Ruba B'Gadim on Yom Kippur. That's what the Ramban says. So the Panam Yafoi thinks the Ramban's comment is correct, and he says, and he thinks the next phrase in the Pasuk is also correct, L'chai Hin Tachas Tovim. He says the Din, you learn out from this Pasuk that if B'no Roy also job, also Tzorah, so B'no Kodim L'chol Dova, B'no Kodim L'chol Odom. That when the Kohen Gadol dies, so whom do we appoint as the next Kohen Gadol to take over? So if his son is a moron, an idiot, or not religious or something, not Nirani, but if you have a guy who's very, very good, and the Kohen Gadol's son is not that gewalt, not the best from all the kinds of but he's right, he can do the job of the Kohen Gadol. So then since he's right, so you prefer to appoint his son, even though there's another person who's more gifted and more talented and more promising than his son. So So the Panim Yochai has a comment on this Ramban, on this pasuk. He says, what happens? Koyinacha maskinim tachto. Who was the Koyinacha shemaskinim tachto? So he says, it has to be his son. Let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur doesn't feel well. What's the din of Yerusha? You have to wait till the Kohen Gadol drops dead? And then it's on Yashin. No, that's Yerusha on money. I own my money until the day that I die. After I die, it doesn't matter. Mason can't own any property. They don't own any possession. After they die, the money goes to Yerusha. But if I have a tzrorah, I'm the Kohen Gadol, I have a tzrorah. So the Torah says the tzrorah goes over to my son. You have to wait till I drop dead. That's the name. While I'm still alive and I want to retire, or at Yom Kippur morning and I don't feel well, I'm an old man, and it's 5 hours of Avodah, I can't do some Shabbat, I can't do some Shabbat, I'm falling apart. So they'll appoint my son. They won't. Koyinacha maskinim tachto. Who is the Koyinacha? So the point of the officer says, obviously his son. He says, that's how the Ramban read this, Ashi Malias Yada. Doesn't only go in a different period of history. Rashi says, Ashi Imshach. Oyster goes by Zvisha, Shemali Zoda goes from Yoshia Melachah. So the Ramban says, no, they're both the same period of time. Hashim Shachosa means in the normal course of events, you do Mashiach Vashem 7 days in a row. Or if he becomes incapacitated on Yom Kippur morning, the last minute, Hashim Ali is Yodoy Lachai in Tachasoda, you should appoint the son on Yom Kippur to take over for the father. So the point of the office says, it must have been always like that. The son always took over while the father was alive. They don't wait till the father died. He says, that's what it says later in Bamidbar. When Aaron HaKohen was about to die, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to appoint Elazar, no? Elazar his son, so Elazar became the Kohen Gadol. So it says in the pasuk that he was appointed Kohen Gadol. Parshas Chukah. He appointed Elazar the Kohen Gadol before the father died. He has an interesting comment on this. He says, if he wouldn't have been appointed a Kohen Gadol before the father died, then he would be a Kohen Hedyot, then he'd have to observe Avelus for the father. He says, once it's a Kohen Gadol, so the dinim that the Kohen Gadol doesn't deserve all the same dinim as Avelus as the Kohen Hedyot does, different dinim. Because he thinks that's the way they always must have done it. They always had appointed the son of the Kohen Gadol before the father died. You wait till the old man dies, he becomes incapacitated when he reaches this, and he retires at a certain age. So he appoints his son as the Kohen Gadol Tachto. It's an interesting idea. The next parasha in Achrei Mai talks about the din of Shchut Echut. So the din of Shchut Echut applies to anybody. No one is permitted to shecht any korbanos outside of the Azor. So it's very strange. Why does the pasuk say Daber Al Aharon Valban Valkol Bnei Yisrael Amatal Amizel Dava Shativ Hashem Ish Ish Bnei Yisrael? There are two parashas here. There's Shchut Echut and there's Malah Bachut. There is Zion pasuk Bei to Shchut Echut pasuk Gimel, and then pasuk Ches Valeim Taima. Another din. If you're machtir, the haktar is normally done by kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash. So I understand why someone might think that kohanim. You have to tell this to the kohanim because they're used to doing haktar in the Beit HaMikdash. You tell them about malabachut. But shchita ksher bizar, shchita is ksher bizar. So why does the pasuk begin daber laharon avano? They'll call bnei Yisrael, avano call bnei Yisrael. Tell it to all the Jewish people. Why is it miyuchot to laharon avano, and then to call bnei Yisrael? So some Rishonim have an interesting comment on this that has a whole literature in Achrayim. I think the Ramban has it briefly in the Cheskuni. They both say because in the Midbar the Shechita was done by Kohanim. And they don't explain what they're talking about. But the Shechita was normally done by Kohanim. What do you mean the Shechita was normally done by Kohanim? So this leads Achrayim to have a whole, the Chemdo has another to have a whole that style. The Chemdo is like Avni Nezer style. To the Talmud of Avni Nezer, so they have a whole shtickle tire on this. But the Gemara says a shchita ksheira. The Gemara doesn't really say. Gemara says shechita ksher d'zah, and Gemara says shechita lav avaydehi. And Taisa says mamshat shechita lav avaydehi because of the fact that shechita ksher d'zah. So the and then Taisa has another pshat. Taisa says why shechita lav avaydehi from the dalad avaydeh adam shechita kabbal alochas mika. Shechita is not legamei avaydeh. It is an avaydeh on the one hand. It is an avaydeh, but it's not fully an avaydeh. Respect to some dinim, it is. Respect to other dinim, it's not. It is an avodah, but it's not fully an avodah. The gabi the chetz of the korban, it is an avodah. The gabi the gavra, it's not an avodah. So Tosfos has one of the pshat in the shechita lav avodah is because shechita has a parallel of the chulin. You shecht all the behemoths. How can you say that shechita is an avodah? Kabbalah halacha zviki, you only find the korban, so that's an avodah. Shechita is a thing that you find by chulin as well. That's what the Kli Chemed and a whole group of gedolim came up with an einfall. That the Rambam quotes the Sugya in Chulin on that Yudayan that in the Midbar they didn't have Shechita. In the Eivor, at the time the Chira were Mushra. The Chira was not there. There was no need for Shechita. You only needed Shechita when you shecht Korbanos. Now, after Mishav Yisrael HaYarden, after they crossed over the Yarden, then the din of Shechita was required even for Shechita Chulin. You weren't allowed to eat flesh al yidei mechira simon. You needed that for all the hilchos shechita. But called man, they were in the midbar, so there was no din of shechita outside of shechita's kachim. If so, this led a group of gedolim to suggest this wild einfall that it didn't, obviously it didn't change, the din of Torah changed. But called man that they were in the midbar, and shechita was unique to korbanos, and it didn't have a parallel to chulin, then shechita wasn't avoided. So the only reason why Shechita Lav Avodah and therefore it's Ksher Dazar is because Shechita has a parallel of the Shechita Chulin. But in the Midbar period, when it didn't have a parallel, the parallel was Mechira, but there was no Shechita Chut La Karbonah. So Shechita done to the Karbonah was an Avodah, had to be done Dafke by Kohanim. So that's what someone learned, that's what the Ramban and the Cheskuni are driving at. Highly questionable. It's a Pshepo. Probably not correct. But that's what the thing that prompted them to say it is this pasuk, Daber l'Aharon Abanav. Why is the din of Shechita Bachutz told to Aharon Abanav more so than to anybody else? Ramban has another original comment on this pasuk. Ish mebeis Yisrael asher yishchat shor or kesef oed b'machaneh. Or Asher Yishchad Mechutz L'Machaneh, or Pesach Ol Moed Loi Hevi'u L'Hakir Korban Hashem. What does it mean? It goes on Shechit Bachut. The first parasha, the first seven Sukkim here. Perek Yitzayim talks to Galap through Zayin, speak about Shechit Bachut, and Pesach talks through whatever, speak about Mal Bachut, the Shi'al Oel Ozo. There's a Perek in the end of Zvachan, it's Perek HaShechit Ba'amal. The very end of Zvachan, it's Perek HaShechit Ba'amal. But Shechit Bachut, the Mal Bachut, but the difference is all. So that's the Pasuk Pshat. So the Ramban says, no, that this Pasuk Gimel in Dalet contains two Atarot. One is Shechuta Chutz. If you have a carbon, instead of shechting the carbon in the Azar, you shech the Chutz Lazar, and you're outside the Azar. Shech the Shechuta Chutz. And you have carbs. It says, Nichus HaShehu Mikarabama, you have carbs. So the Ramban says, no, based on the Gemara and the Chul and Daf Yudzayin, we can understand, the Gemara doesn't say this. The Ramban says, based on the Gemara, we understand how to read the Pesukim. That it contains two atzores. It contains an atzore that you're not permitted to shech kochim machus, and you're not permitted to shech besar taiva even. But the hetzer, achilu besar taiva, only came into existence after they crossed over the yard. This is a machloek satanoim, machloek zotikim and abishmor, in Zochim and Daf Yud Zayin. So one time it says there was always a hetzer of besar taiva before, and other rather, it was more kal than Mishav Yisrael Tayyad. After the court of the end, you needed after Shechita before Eber Yitzhak Nechira will move her. Nechira is doing Shechita. If you need Shechita, Nechira is sufficient. And the other Tana says, no, there was absolutely no heifer to eat besides Taiva at all of behemoth. Chayas, yeah. Chayas and others, yeah. Chickens, you could eat. And maybe over there, Nechira is doing Shechita. But on behemoth, that a Roy Lachrova, it was forbidden to shech besides Taiva. That means just Shechita Stum. In the Midbar, whenever you were interested in eating such an animal, you had to offer a dafke as a korban shlomo in the Mishkan. And then eat the basa of the Tahara, the Yushur Tahara. But the Ramban thinks that we should adopt that opinion. He thinks that opinion is Iker, that the Sar Taiva was also in the Midbar, And he says, and he reads so well in the psukim that the psukim say, Asher Yishchav Shero Kesev Vayit Ba Mahana, or Asher Yishchav Mechutz La Mahana. That one of them refers to Shechting Korbanos Chutz La Zora, and one of them refers to Shechting Besar Taiva. Mechutz La Mahana is not to Shech Besar Taiva. You don't want to bother to bring in as a korban. Like Yirchav Bim Chamokka and Kisav Napshecha Lecha Bosa, says, Bechol Tavish, Bechol Avish Napshecha, that's Besar Taiva, or that's when you live far away from the Mishkan, that's when you cross over the Yarden before now. So this is how the Ramban learned over here. So in the Bali Atesis, in the collection of Bali Atesis, the Moshe of the Canaan collection, that's what the guy called him, Moshe of the Canaan. So he quotes the Ramban, and Afrek Takashi, he says, this is wild. It's like Nitzan Le'yomer, Yechayit Koresh for that. If there's no Hefter, Yechayit Koresh for Shchut Echut, that we know. That says in Perek HaShechet Bamah, that's how you read the Pasuk. But is the Ramban right that according to that Tanah, according to the Tana that it was forbidden to eat the Tzartayv and the Midbar, is the Ramban right that there's a Medish of Parish? That the Ramban writes through, wants to read the Pshutu Shal Mikro in Pasuk Gimel. Ashi Yishchad Ba'machana, Ashi Yishchad Mechutz Ba'machana, one refers to Shchut Echut, Kotshin Bachut, and one refers to Chulin Bachut. The Chulin Bachut, Tzartayv also carried with it at that time, an Medish of Parish. So the Bali Atesis think that it's not right. The Panami office has a long talk on this, and he lists it. He doesn't say the Ramban is wrong, he just says it's the Chiddush. He says he's surprised by what the Ramban says, that there's an Einish Karetz for Psy 5 in the Midbar. He didn't think so. And he has a pilpul, he usually has to pull him, the Panami office. There's a whole pilpul the way he thinks that it may be against the Gemara and Chulim. I'll be past to see that he doesn't think the Ramban is wrong. And in Kippur to Mincha, the Mishnah says that we lay in Parshas Arayis, the end of Achrei Mos. What's up with Parshas Arayis? How is that apropos? The Tesis quotes different explanations. The Bali Atesis is on the Gemara Megillah, and the Bali Atesis on Chumash. The same Bali Atesis quote. So they say, on Yom Kippur all the women come to shul and they're all dressed very nicely, so maybe someone will see one of the women. And so we warn them, you better be careful. Not to violate Gilead right. Or they say maybe someone had violated Gilead right during the course of the year. Different shot. Maybe someone violated Gilead right in the course of the year. Someone did. I'm sure for the people. Someone must have violated something. And then Yom Kippur is the time that they're being Mahara the Tshuva, so they may as well be Mazaris and that they should think a little Tshuva about the Gilead right that they may have violated during the course of the year. So it's not Derech HaPshat. Then Taisa says it's not Derech HaDrash that Gilead right is. Gilead rice means that mice is nur. So Gilead rice also means not to be mevayish somebody, not to be mevaza somebody. So loisa galer avota, we plead with the Rebbeinu Shlom, don't be mevaza us. Give us a mechila tavoina. We relate it. You're not allowed to be megala rice of craven. That's the place in the Gilead course on the Mishnah. So give us a break, be kind and forgive us all of our sins on Yom Kippur in order that you should not be megala avotain. That's our place in the course. I remember our salvation when we were learning Megillah, the halachas of Kriyas HaTorah, the Gemara Megillah, that he thought maybe I'll pi halacha. Maybe it's al pi halacha, a different reason why. Because on Yom Kippur in the morning, you lay in the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mos. And the Mishnah says in Megillah that on Shabbos morning, you lay in Parshas HaShavua, and Malkam Shemasik and Mishachris, Torah Mincha. Wherever you stop Shachris in the morning, that's where you lay Mincha. They thought maybe you lay in the end of Achrei Mos because that's where you left off in the morning. Not exactly where you left off in the morning because you leave a gap over here. In the morning you leave off after the Avodah Yom Kippurim. In the morning you leave off Vayask Asher Tzivah Hashem Et Moshe at the end of chapter Zion in the Christian Bible. And then Yom Kippur Deminta you leave out the chapter Yud Zion. You skip till Yudchet. It's not exactly, but he thought that it's not a kash. He thought that that's what it means. And you have to lay to Mincha, whatever you're going to lay to Mincha. Just like on Shabbos, you lay every Shabbos, you lay to Mincha. On Kippur, you lay to Mincha, so you have to lay. Malkam Shemasik in the Shabbos, Kervin Mincha. You have to lay. The end of Rashi Mincha. You don't. on Yom Kippur and on Shabbos, you don't. The kasha. You see, that goes only on a normal Shabbos. That's a tiny. See, it doesn't go on special Shabbos. That's a tiny. Rashi on Pasuk Vav, in chapter Yud Ches Pasuk Vav, Rashi quotes from the Teres Kohanim, Ishi shol koshev so le-stikur vu, Roshin Rabin, le-stikur vu, le-galas ever, why is Roshin Rabin, le-hazer hanekeh tizof el-kach nema Roshin Rabin, that the women are just as muzar as the men. The Tosfos in Sanhedrin breaks our kashe in Perek Avamisis. Why do you need this Rosh le-stikur vu, that women are muzar just like men? The Gemara Bava Kamadav Ches Vav has a Pasuk. That Hishvat Tashvishvish Lechalam Shabbat Torah, that all Lois Tessis women are Machuyim. When it comes to Etzim, we distinguish between Mitzvah Tessis Shazman Grama Tessis Shlazman Grama. Mitzvah Lois Tessis, Hikishvat Tashvishvish Lechalam Shabbat Torah, Om Shemim, Lois Tessis. So Mitzvah Gilai writes, it's Dacha Lois Tessis, why me a post? So there are different things in my discussion. So the Tzedel Adere has a Torah on this. I thought it was a very good Torah. So the Kolam Yachin says that he's dead wrong. I saw the Tzedel Adarach, I thought he was right. So he says, Hishva Kosev Isha Liish goes like this. Torah says don't eat Kaza. Torah says don't eat Hal Shah. Torah says, I don't know what else. Don't bring Shchut Echut. So if a man does it, a woman does it, it's the exact same Pula. Goes down the throat to Kaza. And Hal Shah, she strikes the match. Men say the same thing. But when you're talking about Gilei Arayis, the Pula that the man does is a totally different Pula from what the woman does. So what do you mean, Hishah Kosev Isham Yish? Maybe the Yisra is only the thing that the man does in the Maisi Gilei Arayis. The woman absolutely doesn't do. She doesn't have those parts of the body. She has different parts of the body. So he says, how can you say this is covered with the parts of Hishah Kosev Isham Cholosh, Achan Gamsen and different Pula? See, that's why you need a Pasuk. Like Siklu Pulosh and Rabbim, that even though it's a totally different Pula, but the upshot of it is that it's a Maisi Fiyah, it's a Maisi Kashmish. So remember, if you have this pasuk, let's take a rule, it falls under the category of the other pasuk. Ishva kasev ishaliyish. This pasuk, let's take a rule, is a gilui milta to tell me that the issue is not to do the maita that the zohar does, it's an issue not to do tashmish, an issue not to do fear. With fear, they both participate in the maita fear. So remember, Ishva kasev ishaliyish. I thought it was the tashmish doesn't give that tashmish. Tashmish gives a different tashmish. I thought the tashmish was that tashmish development. The part of the office says that he's wrong. He says, yeah, what are you talking about? We would have known that on our own. That's how this does. Let's see what God said. Gilei Arayis needs not to do a Maisis Bia. So a man does a Maisis Bia, the woman does. Arayis, it's a different organ. But that's part of the Maisis Bia. By definition, the man and the woman have a different organ. So of course, it's he says we would have known it without this part. So he says, we got to come on to the other things. He goes through the other things. Very last pasuk in Parshas Achimor, Shishmatem is Mishmati, Mizulti Asos Mikkos Atayvot, is understood by the Imani Bom and Zaf Kosalev as the source. It is told the Tzar and gives the mark. Bom and Kosalev and Ralef as the source for the Chachamim to institute all the Siyogim and Hakokos. Shishmatem es Mishmati, Asum Mishmeres le Mishmati. And that's how they read the pasuk. Shishmatem es Mishmati, make a Siyogim. In order that, Mizulti Asos Mikkos Atayvot, Shishmatem es Mishmati. In order that it shouldn't lead to doing any other. This is the source of the din of making all of this yoga. The Prima Gordon has in the Sikha HaKolelet wonderful, wonderful things. The one we mentioned yesterday, so one of the many things that he has in the Sikha HaKolelet is on this din. Ushmartem is Mishmarti, he raises the question. Whenever it says Ishama Tendiyal, the Gemara says it has the status of a Lois Tester. You only get Malkus if you violate an Aver that's similar to Losafim Shogadisha. So it has to be similar in the nature of the Maisa Aver, it has to be similar in the Nusach HaKosu Batayra. If you have, let's say, Asara Sheshtay, Alaba Bamachlal Asay, so the Gemara says, Ein Lurkim Olo. Alaba Bamachlal Asay, Ein Machlurki Satan Raim in Sochim, of all places. It should be in Makkah, but it's not in Sochim. And the Mem is in Sochim, and we pass him that Ein Lurkim Olo. That there's no Malkus. Why? Because it has to be Dumi, the Labda Hasimah, not only in the nature of the Aver, it has to be Dumi in the way it's written. It's not written right. So both Taksim Shabbatisha says lo. What if you have a lav that says al? What if you have a lav that says Hishama? What if you have a lav that says ten? So that's all the same thing. Hishama ten is the al. is the same thing. So the Pilgodin says if the word Yishomer has the connotation of a Vaisefe, maybe one should in the Daik and say, Vishmartem is Mishmati, Asum Mishmeris, and Mishmati, that the Chachamim are only authorized to Yogim and Hachok is if they're afraid people will violate a Mishmeris or Vaisefe. What if they're just afraid people will violate an essay? Maybe they have no right to institute a Mishmeris. I took the first Mishnah in Brachis, they're afraid that people will not say Kriyishma before Lord HaShachar, so they said, Kedela Hachish is to Adam from not fulfilling the mitzvah. So they said, you have to say Kriyishma before Chatzot, according to one Tana in the beginning of Brachis. So he patches that up. He says, that doesn't really prove it. It's a bit of a hear that. He gets out of it. But this is what he suggests. And then he calls them up in the crisis and Menachos says like that. Says the Menachos not only says it, says it, says that the Gemara says it. The Gemara has a Machlek Zabiyachan Meshlokish and Perek Rabbi Shmuel. Perek Rabbi Shmuel is all about the Korban HaOmer. It's brought on the first day of Chalamoy Pesach. So the Gemara says, the Chumash says it, let the Kol Kama Lo Sofa Ad Esam Hayom Hazeh. You're not permitted to eat Chodosh until Tez Zayin Nisim, until the first day of Chalamoy. Then it says, Ad Hav Yachim Hazeh Machim, until you bring Yer Machim. So which is it? These are two different things. Ad Esam Hayom Hazeh means Harikim Mishol Yom till the morning, till daybreak. Ad Hav Yachim is a few hours later. So they bring the Korban Hayom, it's a few hours later. So the Mishnayim, the Mishnah and Menachos, the Gemara have a whole discussion how these two do. So one opinion in the Gemara is the Lois essay of Lois Echelat of Kavon Kama Lois Tuch was a lot of zuach when it comes in the morning of a Lois Hashachar of Tezayin, but there's still an Easter essay not to eat Chodesh before you bring the Yomer. The Yomer is for the purpose of being Mater as a Chodesh. And then if they bring the Yomer, then there isn't even an Easter essay. So the Gemara there, and the other Amara says, no, Machlokes HaBeechnas, the Amara says, what are you talking about? The lav is still the talk for up until the time that you bring the Yomer. You don't say the lav is off at Heira Mizrach, you don't say the lav is off at Alot HaShachar, and there's only an Isser essay. It's still a lav up until the time that you actually bring the Yomer. So the Gemara there has the following kasha. The Mishnah says that there's a Xerim in the Rabbanim. It says, and after the Kohen brings the carbon, after the Kohen is makriv the mincha soin and the Beis HaMikdash on the first day Chalamoid Pesach, and you must have hundreds of other regalim, thousands of other guys standing around the Beis HaMikdash watching this once a year ceremony of bringing the carbon out of the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, after he finishes, everybody leaves the Beis HaMikdash, yot to kol ha'am, everybody would leave, walk out of the Beis HaMikdash into the streets of Yerushalayim, and they would find that they're selling chadash all over, shalom b'rtzon chachamim. What could they do? The Balabatim, who sold the fruits and vegetables, didn't listen to the Rabbanim, didn't listen to the Tanaim, his mom by Shane. By Shane, the Rabbanim said, you're not allowed to handle Chodesh because you make the get and pop it into your mouth and you eat it. And there's no head to Chodesh until after they bring the Korban Omer. And they set up their merchandise, they sell up their shops to sell all the Tzvuah Hadosha before the Omer was brought to the Beit HaMikdash. That's it. And what the Shukim Shalayim, Malayim, Tzvuah Hadosha, Shalom, B'tzon Chachav. It was a violation of the Yisad Rabbanim Gzeirah. So the Gemara says, Bishlein, if you hold that there's a lav up until the time that the actually Amakru Deyam, you understand why they made Exer the Rabbanon. But if there's only an Asay, why do they make Exer the Rabbanon? The Tesis says, why watch that? So they say, that's Shatni Gemara. You only have the right to make Exer to prevent people from violating a lav, not if you're afraid they're going to violate an Asay. Exactly what the Tzibigodim said. Tesis doesn't explain why. What, you know, a Loisess is more common than an Asay because it's Malta. So therefore what? So the Pilgrim says it's all based on this passage. The whole source in the Chumash that gives the authority to the Chachamim to make Exer the Rabbanim is only this passage of Shmarti, and that's Mishmarti, as in Mishmaris and Mishmarti. And Mishmarti means the Lois Tetzeh, the Shama Ten Diyahu, the Lois Tetzeh. The time is that based on that Gemara, based on that Tesis in Paragraph Mishmarel, the Chachamim really shouldn't have the authority to make Exer the Rabbanim to prevent people from, that's like Exer Shalola Torah. It's not enough of itself. You have to have a Tzorach Godel to make Exer. If you have a Tzorach Kotten, you're not allowed to make Exer. This week, you look in your Chumashim, there's a big shaila by which Haftarah you think. Usually, very often you have Achimot Kedoshim together. So normally when you have two Sedras together, you don't say two Haftarahs, you only say one. So the Avodram quotes two Minhagim, whether you say the Haftarah of the first Sedra or the Haftarah of the second Sedra. Our meaning is in Shulchan Aruch. I think by Ashkenazim, by other religions. By the Ashkenazim, our meaning is that we say Haftarah of the second Sedra. When it comes to Achimot Kedoshim, all the rules are violated. All the rules, whatever Haftarah is, here there's a Haftarah Haluk of Nekushiyim, and the other Haftarah is Hodait is called Tayyav Yisrael. You speak about the Novi, Yechezkel is giving Musa to the people in Yerushalayim that they violate all the laws that are mentioned in Parashat Achrei Mosh Kedoshim. My life and Eish Atish and Nidor and all the Arayas and everything under the sun. So when they're together, we don't say that Haftarah. And even though it's the Haftarah of the second Seder, and even when they're not together, next week, there's always going to be some reason why we're not going to say that. Either it's going to be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or it's going to be Erev Rosh Chodesh, or we're going to say Machal Chodesh now, we're going to say Aloha to make Hashim next week. There's always some terrors why we leave out this Haftarah. Why? What do we have against this Haftarah? So the Mishnah in Megillah describes what the practice used to be in Zman HaTanaim, that when a person got Machtir, he had to read a section from Navi, whichever section his heart desired, that has something to do with the Kriyas HaTzarah. He can pick any Navi he wants, but it has to have some Shaykhis with the Parshas HaShavua. So they would have people, when they would learn Parshas HaShavua's Kedoshim, about all the Gili Arayis, the Lotoki Horat Etzem, and so on, so they would read from the Cheskel, when the Tereshul, he died to Yerushalayim, and Tzari Abishdeh, that's the Abishdeh Yerushalayim. So one time there, Rav Leizer, I think, said, Rav Leizer said, we're not committed to pick that for after. Ein Afirim Tehid at Yerushalayim. And the Gemara tells the story, and the Tanoim say that it is permissible. We pass in like the Chachamim, against Rav Leizer, that it's permissible to say that after Tehid at Yerushalayim. But since there was an opinion of Rav Leizer that you're not allowed to, and the Gemara tells the story that once in his shul, the guy got Maftir, and Achrei Mosh Kedoshim, whatever, and he said Maftir, and he said that after Tehid at Yerushalayim. Rav Leizer got angry, so he said, if you're so such a kanoi that you decided to read the Haftarah about what's wrong with the Jews in Eretz Israel, that they were Bali Avera, so we should check a little bit into your mother's favor. And the Gemara, the Brisa continues, what Rachel v'motzu shehu mamze. The Gemara doesn't tell a whole lotion, but that's how it says in the Masechta Tosafot. They found out that the guy was a mamze. So because of the scary story of Leizer Shukin, the scary story, that's why we always avoid reciting this Haftarah of Tehillim at Yerushalayim. So we have printed in the Mashal that the Levush says the whole thing was a mistake. But that's not the Haftarah that Rav Leizer was opposed to. We don't even have printed in Achumash. We don't have it even printed. That's not the one Hashishpot, the Sir Adam, who died to us, called Avodah. That's not called Tehillim Yerushalayim. That, yeah, everybody agrees you're allowed to say that one. The one that's printed here, either for Parshas Achim or Kedoshim. There's the one that Rav Leizer said, you're not allowed to say, except you don't have printed. It's a different one that speaks about the Navi complaining about Avram, Yitzchak, and Yankov, and about Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, what kind of miserable ancestors they must have had if they brought up such miserable children and grandchildren and descendants that they violated all the Averis. And that's why the Levush says, and that's why he said, Achshav Tavoidik, but Tavis Hashem say, B'dok, B'tavis in Lecho. Because he's a Maturi Kartinik. And he says the Haftarah that complains against the Medina Yisrael, so that shows that he's a Mamzer. What's the connection? No. If he reads the Haftarah that complains about the mothers and the fathers, so that's why Blazer said, there must be something wrong with your genealogy. There must be something wrong with your parents. And they found out that he was a Mamzer. So that's what the Levush says. But then, so Levush has absolutely nothing wrong with saying this Haftarah of Tavis Yerushalayim. This was never the one that was under question. That's what they print from the Levush, whatever they print, that you should say it. But the Minhag Olam usually is that we avoid saying that Haftarah. So whenever there's a Teret, well, this Shabbos is Mocha Chodesh. When is Rosh Chodesh? The Shabbos is Shabbos Mevarchim Rosh Chodesh. So Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. In the summer, I didn't look in the Luach. Someone's going to say that we're going to stay in Mocha Chodesh, and then next week we're going to say Haluk is Nekeshim. In other words, we're not going to say that after. We're not going to say Tehillim Yerushalayim. We always avoid, the meaning is not like the Bush, we always avoid saying that after. I think it always turns out the week of Yom HaAtzmaut. Okay. You have to have Hashimisha also. that it's onion kippur, we have a shicha one day, so you won't have 7 days. He thinks the Ramban is wrong. And Panim Yafos, on this pasuk, Panim Yafos is by the Haflor, by the Chasam Sofer's Rebbe. Panim Yafos writes, of course the Ramban is right. He holds that he's right. I don't know exactly if he's in the... he doesn't bring any proof. He just thinks that it sounds good. Thinks that he's right. He has another interesting comment. The Panim Yafos has on this pasuk, Shemali es yodah l'chayim tachas kovid. So he learns shot like the Ramban. Shemali es... like Rashi, Shemali es yodah means if you can't... Hashim shah... Pasuk lamed bayim. Sikha ha-kan Hashim shah ha-istoy. Or va-asher yimali es yodah. Va-asher. Oh, Asher Yimali the dust. The one who will be anointed and who will take over his father's position. Rashi learns, no. Rashi is going to the Gemara from the Sifra. Ashim Shachoysoi, either he had Mishicha, Vasha Yimali Yis Yoda, or he had Ruhu the Goda. So the Ramban learns, you can have Asher Yimali Yis Yoda, even this man by his Rishon. He says, if it's a Shachach Chak, you need to call him on Yom Kippur, So the Tengrabu doesn't deal well on Yom Kippur, so you tell the next man, why should you do Mashiach of Hashem on Mishka one day instead of 7 days? She's not doing Ruba to God on Yom Kippur. That's how the Ramban says. So the Panim Yafos thinks the Ramban's comment is correct, and he says, and he thinks the next phrase in the Pasuk is also correct, L'chayim tachasovi. He says, the din, you learn out from this Pasuk that if no roi, also job, also surara, so menol kodim l'chol dova, menol kodim l'chol odom. That when the Kengadol dies, so whom do we appoint as the next Kengadol to take over? So if his son is a moron, an idiot, or not religious, not Nirani, but if you have a guy who's very, very good, and the Kengadol's son is not that gewalt, he's not the best from all the Kohanim Gadolim, but he's roi, he can do the job of the Kengadol. So then since he's roi, lo sasrara, so you prefer to appoint his son, even though there's another person, who's more gifted and more talented and more promising than his son. So the Panim Yafos has a comment on this Ramban, on this pasuk. He says, what happens? Kohen Acha Maskinim Tachto. Who was the Kohen Acha Shemaskinim Tachto? They said it has to be his son. Let's say the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur doesn't feel well. What's the din of Yerusha? You have to wait till the Kohen Gadol drops dead and then the son Yarshin. No, that's Yerusha on money. I own my money until the day that I die. After I die, doesn't work. Mason can't own any property. They don't own any possession. After they die, the money goes to Yerusha. But if I have a Sarara, I'm the Kohen Gadol, I have a Sarara. So the Torah says the Sarara goes over to my son. You have to wait till I drop dead. Drop the name. While I'm still alive and I want to retire, or at Yom Kippur morning and I don't feel well, I'm an old man, and it's 5 hours of Avodah, I can't do so much. I'm falling apart. So they'll appoint my son. They won't. Kainacha Maskinim Tachtov. Who is the Kainacha? So the Panim Yafos says, obviously his son. He says, that's how the Ramban read this. Asher Yimali Es Yodai. Doesn't only go in a different period of history. Rashi says, Asher Yimshach. Oisei goes by his Rishon. Shemali Seder goes from Yoshua Melachan. So the Ramban says no. They're both the same period of time. Hashim Shachosa means in the normal course of events, he does Mashiach V'Shem and Amishcha for 7 days in a row. Or if he becomes incapacitated on Yom Kippur morning, the last minute, Hashim Ali is Yodah L'Chayin Tachasodah, you should appoint the son on Yom Kippur to take over for the father. So the Panim Yafos says, it must have been always like that. The son always took over while the father was alive. They don't wait till the father died. He says, that's what it says later in Bamidbar. When Aaron HaKohen was about to die, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to appoint Elazar, no? Elazar became the Kohen Gadol. So it says in the Pasuk that he was appointed Kohen Gadol. Parshas Chukah. He appointed Elazar the Kohen Gadol before the father died. He has an interesting comment on this. He says, if he wouldn't have been appointed a Kohen Gadol before the father died, then he would be a Kohen Hedyot. Then we have to observe Avelus for the father. He says, once he's a Kohen Gadol, so the dinim of the Kohen Gadol doesn't deserve all the same dinim as Avelus as the Kohen Hedyot does, different dinim. So They said, he thinks that's the way they always must have done it. They always had appointed the son of the Kohen Gadol before the father died. You wait till the old man dies. He becomes incapacitated when he reaches his own. He retires at a certain age. So he appointed his son as the Kohen Gadol Tachta. It's an interesting idea. The next parasha in Achrayim is talking about the din of Shchut Echutz. So the din of Shchut Echutz applies to anybody. No one is permitted to shecht any korbanot outside of the Azor. So it's very strange. Why does the pasuk say Gaber Laharon Valban Valkol Bnei Yisrael Amatal Amizad Avash Atziv Hashem Ish Ish Bnei Yisrael? There are two parshas here: the Shchut Echutz and there's Malav Achutz. There is Yudayin pasuk Beis and Shchut Echutz pasuk Gimel, and then pasuk Ches Valeim Taima. Another din. If you're machtir, so haktara is normally done by kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash. So I understand why someone might think that kohanim. You have to tell this to the kohanim because they're used to doing haktara in the Beis Hamikdash. You tell them about malamachus. But shechita k'sher bizar. So why does the pasuk begin daber laharan v'avano? They'll call bnei Yisrael. Avano call bnei Yisrael. Tell it to all the Jewish people. Why is it niyuchat to laharan v'avano? And then to call bnei Yisrael. So some Rishonim have an interesting comment on this that has a whole literature in Achrayim. I think the Ramban has it briefly in the Cheskunim. They both say because in the Midbar the Shechita was done by Kohanim. And they don't explain what they're talking about. But the Shechita was normally done by Kohanim. What do you mean the Shechita was normally done by Kohanim? So this leads Achrayim to have a whole, the Kremdo has, and others have a whole that style. The Kremdo is like Avnei Nezer style. To the Talmud of Avnei Nezer. So they have a whole shtickle Torah on this. But the Gemara says that Shechita Ksheira, the Gemara doesn't really say. The Gemara says Shechita Ksheira Bidah, the Gemara says Shechita Lav Avaydahi. And Taitzah says one shot Shechita Lav Avaydahi because of the fact that Shechita Ksheira Bidah. So And then Taisus has another pshat. Taisus says, why shechita lav avaydei from the Dalet avaydei tadam, shechita kabbalah lov azvikeh. Shechita is not legamri avaydei. It is an avaydei on the one hand. It is an avaydei, but it's not fully an avaydei. In respect to some dinim it is, in respect to other dinim it's not. Yad machshevet tigul v'sha shechita zikha pasul. It is an avaydei, but it's not fully an avaydei. Legabri the chetz of the korban. It is an avaydei, legabri the gabri, it's not an avaydei. So Taisus says, one of the pshatim is shechita lav avaydei is, because Shechita has a parallel of the Chulin. You shecht all the behemoths. How can you say that Shechita is an Avodah? Kabbalah, Haloch HaZviki, you only find the Korbanah, so that's an Avodah. Shechita is a thing that you find by Chulin as well. That's what the Kulchemd and a whole group of Gzeilin came up with an Einfal, that the Rambam quotes the Sugi and Chulin on that Yudayin, that in the Midbar, they didn't have Shechita. Eivor, Yitzah, Nechiru were Mutra. Nechiru was Mutra. There was no need for Shechita. You only needed Shechita when you shecht korbanos. Now, after Mishal Yisrael HaTayarden, after they crossed over the Yarden, then the din of Shechita was required even for Shechita's Kulin. You weren't allowed to eat flesh al yidei nechira simon. You needed that for all the hilchos Shechita. But korban, they were in the Midbar, so there was no din of Shechita outside of Shechita's kachim. So, this led a group of Gdolim to suggest this wild einfall that it didn't, obviously the din changed, the din HaTorah changed. The cold man that they were in the Midbar and the Shechita was unique to Korbanah and it didn't have a parallel to Chulin, then Shechita wasn't Avodah. Because the only reason why Shechita lav Avodah and therefore it's Ksher Bizar is because Shechita has a parallel to Shechita's Chulin. But in the Midbar period, when it didn't have a parallel, the parallel was Nechira, but there was no Shechita Chutz la Korbanah. So Shechita done to the Korbanah was an Avodah, had to be done Dafke by Kohanim. So that's what someone alone, that's what the Ramban and the Cheskuni are driving at. Highly questionable. It's a pshepel. Probably not correct. But that's what the thing that prompted them to say it is this possible. Abir Lahara and Banav. Why is the din of Shechet Bachut? Told to Aaron and Banav more so than to anybody else. Ramban has another original comment on this pasuk. Ish ish mebeis Yisrael asher yishchad shor or kesef oed b'machane o asher yishchad mechutz l'machane v'tesach ol moed loy hevi'o l'hakriv korban Hashem. What does it mean? It goes on shechet b'chutz. The first parasha, the first Kevin speaking here. Terek Yitzayim pasuk aleph through Zayin speak about shechet b'chutz and pasuk chet through whatever speak about mal b'chutz. Hashialo elo zavah. That's a perik in the end of Zvachim. It's perik Hashechet Ba'amala. The very end of Zvachim is perik Hashechet Ba'amala. But Hashechet Ba'chutz and Malah Ba'chutz, but the difference is Zvachim. So that's the pasuk shot. So the Ramban says, no, that this pasuk Gimel in David contains two atarim. One is Shchute, what is Shchute Chutz? If you have a carbon, instead of Shechting the carbon in the Azar, you Shech the Chutz Lazar, and you're outside the Azar, Shechet Shchute Chutz, and you have carbon. So the Ramban says no. Based on the Gemara in Chul and Daf Yud Zayin, we can understand. The Gemara doesn't say this. The Ramban says based on the Gemara, we understand how to read the Pesukim, that it contains two Atarahs. It contains an Atarah that you're not permitted to Shech Kol Shemachut, and you're not permitted to Shech Besar Taiva either. That the Heter, Achilas Besar Taiva, only came into existence after they crossed over the Yard. This is a Machlok de Satanoi, Machlok de Rekiv and Rabbi Shmuel. In Zvachim on Daf Yud Zayin. So one time it says there was always a heter of Sar Taiva before, and other rabbi, it was more kal than Mishavi Solta Yad. After the Kor Tavli Yad, you needed Daf to Shechita before every Sar Mechira will move. Mechira to do is Shechita. So if you need Shechita, Mechira is sufficient. And the other time it says, no, there was absolutely no heter to eat the Sar Taiva at all of Behemoth. Chayas, yes. Chayas and Lethas, yes. Chickens, you get it. And maybe over there the Chirat is the Shchitot, but on Behemoth, that a Roy Lachrover, it was forbidden to Shech the Sar Taivo. Sar Taivo means just Shchitas Kuma. In the Midbar, whenever you were interested in eating such an animal, you had to offer a Dakya as a Krav Mishlama, in the Mishkan. And then eat the Bosh of the Tahara, the Yush of Tahara. But the Ramban thinks that we should adopt that opinion. He thinks that that opinion is weaker, that the Sar Taivo was also in the Midbar. And he says, and they read so well in the Pesukim, that the Pesukim say, Asher Yishchad Shero Kesev Oed Ba'Machana, or Asher Yishchad Mechutz La'Machana. That one of them refers to Shechting Korbanos Chutz La'Azara, one of them refers to Shechting the Sar Taiva. Mechutz La'Machana, it's not to Shech the Sar Taiva. You don't want to bother to bring it as a Korban. Like Yirchat Vim Chamokka in Kisav Nafshecha Lecha Basa, it says, Zuchot Tavis Bechala, Vis Nafshecha that's Sar Taiva, that's when you live far away from the Mishkan, that's when you cross over the Yarden before now. So this is how the Ramban learns over here. So in the Bali Atesis, in the collection of Bali Atesis, the Moshe Zakenim collection, that's what the guy called him, Moshe Zakenim. So he quotes the Ramban, and Afrek Takashi, he says, this is wild. It's like Nitan Le'yom, and Yechayv Koris for that. If there's no Heter, Yechayv Koris for Shchut Echut, that we know. That says in Perek HaShechet Bama, that's how you read the pasuk. But is the Ramban right that according to that Tana, according to the Tana that it was forbidden to eat the Sar Taiva and the Nidbor, is the Ramban right that there's a Medesh of Chorus? That the Ramban wants to read the Pshut Rishon Mikro in Pasuk Gimel, Asher Yishchad Ba'Machana or Asher Yishchad Mechutz La'Machana, one refers to Shchut Echut, Kotshim Bachut, and one refers to Chulin Bachut. The Chulin Bachut, Sar Taiva also carries with it at that time in Medesh of Chorus. So the Bali Atesis think that it's not right. The Panami office has a long talk on this, so he lists this. He doesn't say the Ramban is wrong, he just asks. It's Chiddush. He says it's a surprise by what the Ramban says, that there's an Einish Karis for Psy Taiv in the Midbar. He didn't think so. And he has a pilpul, he usually has to pull him, the Panami office. There's a whole pilpul the way he thinks that it may be against the Gemara and Chum. I'll be past this here. He doesn't think the Ramban is wrong. On Yom Kippur to Mincha, the Mishnah says that we lay in Parshas Arayis, the end of Achrei Mos. What's that, this Parshas Arayis? How is that apropos? The Taisis quotes different explanations. The Bali Atayis is on the Gemara Megillah, the Bali Atayis on Chumash, the same Bali Atayis before. So they say, on Yom Kippur all the women come to Shul and they're all dressed very nicely, so maybe someone will see one of the women. And so we warn them, you better be careful. not to violate Gilei Arayis. Or they say maybe someone had violated Gilei Arayis during the course of the year. Different shot. Maybe someone violated Gilei Arayis in the course of the year. Someone did. I'm sure for the people. Someone must have violated something. And then Yom Kippur is the time that they're being Mahar B'tshuva. They may as well be Mizariz and that they should think a little tshuva about the Gilei Arayis that they may have violated during the course of the year. So not Derech HaPshat. Then Taisa says HaPshat. Derech HaDrash that Gilei Arayis Shuvah Shalom because Gilei Arayis means that Mais is Nus. So Gilei Arayis also means not to be Mevayish somebody, not to be Mevazah somebody. So Loise Galei Arvosa, we plead with the Rebbeinu Shalom, don't be Mevazah. Give us a Mechilat Avoyna. We relate it. You're not allowed to be Megala Arayis of Kraven. It's the Taisa from the Gilei Arayis and the Mishnah. So give us a break, be kind and forgive us all of our sins on Yom Kippur in order that you should not be Megala Arvosain. That's how Taisa is called. I remember on Salvation when we were learning Megillah, the Halachas of Kriyas HaTerem, the Gemara Megillah, that he thought maybe it's Al Pi Halacha, a different reason why. Because on Yom Kippur in the morning, you lay in the beginning of Parshas HaTerem, and the Mishnah says in Megillah that on Shabbos morning, you lay in Parshas HaShavua, and Machim Shemastikim B'Shachris, Karim B'Mincha. Rather you stop Shachris in the morning, that's where you lay Mincha. They thought maybe you lay in the end of Achayim Mais because that's where you left off in the morning. Not exactly where you left off in the morning because you leave a gap over here. In the morning you leave off after the Avodah Yom Kippurim. In the morning you leave off Vayat Kashir Tzivah Hashem Es Moshe at the end of chapter Tez Zion in the Christian Bible. And then the Kippur Tevita you leave after chapter Yud Zion. And you skip till Yud-Tet. It's not exactly, but he thought that it's not a kasha. He thought that that's going to mean. And you have to lay to Mincha, whatever you're going to lay to Mincha. Just like on Shabbos you lay, every Shabbos you lay to Mincha, and Kippur you lay to Mincha, so you have to lay. Malkam Shema Tzikim Neshachas, Karim Mincha. You have to lay, the end of Rashi Mincha. You don't. When Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, you don't. The kasha. You see, that it goes only on a normal Shabbos. The time. He doesn't go on special Shabbos. That's the time. Rashi on Pasuk Vav, in chapter Yitzchak Pasuk Vav, Rashi quotes from the Tereskan, Ishi shall koshev so le tik revu, Loshen Rabin, le tik revu, le galas ever wise, Loshen Rabin, Rahazim hanakeda kuzof, le kach nema, Loshen Rabin. That the women are just as milzar as the men. The Tereskis in Sanhedrin, Zekta, Akashe, in Perakabah Mises, why do you need this Rasha le tik revu, that women are muzar just like men? The Gemara Bava Kamadav Kanzbov has a prophecy. That Hishkach Hasvi Shulish Lachalam Shabbater. That all loy tests women are mechuyim. When it comes to Essen, we distinguish between mitzvah says Shlaz Mangrami says Shlaz Mangrami. Mitzvah loy tests say Hishkach Hasvi Shulish Lachal Onshim Shabbater Onshim is loy tests. So mitzvah Gila rises a haloy test. Why need a pot? So they're different to mitzvah my discussion. So the Tzedul Adera has a terror. I mean, I thought it was a very good terror. But the Pali Yafis says that he's dead wrong. I thought it said like there, I thought it was right. But he says, Hishvah Kotev Isha Liyish goes like this. Torah says, don't eat Kaza. Torah says, don't eat Chal Shabbos. Torah says, I don't know what else. Don't bring Shlutichut. So if a man does it, a woman does it, it's the exact same Pula. Goes down the throat, the Chaza. On Chal Shabbos, she strikes the match. Men says the same thing. But when you're talking about Gilei Arayis, the Pula that the man does is a totally different Pula from what the woman does. So what do you mean Hishah Kotev Isha Liyish? Maybe the issue is only the thing that the man does and the mice of Gilei Arayis. The woman absolutely doesn't do. She doesn't have those parts of the body. She has different parts of the body. So he says, how can you say this is covered with the parts of Hishah Kotev Isha L'cholosh? Achan Gamsa in a different pool. That's why you need a pasuk. Like Tikru V'Losh and Rabim, that even though it's a totally different pool, but the upshot of it is, that it's a mice of Biyah, it's a mice of Kashmir. So remember, if you have this pasuk, it falls under the category of the other pasuk. Ishva kasu ishaliyish. This pasuk l'tikruvu is a gilui nusa to tell me that the issue is not to do the ma'aseh that the zocha does. It's an issue not to do tashmish. It's an issue not to do tiyur. With tiyur, they both participate in the ma'aseh tiyur. So remember, ishva kasu ishaliyish. I thought it was the same as everything that said. The same is a different case by this. I thought the Shaitel had that said to be wrong. The part of the office says that he's wrong. He says, yeah, what are you talking about? We would have known that on our own. That's on his own. Let's see what the guy was there. Gilly, I'm right. He's not to do a Maisis Bia. The man does Maisis Bia. The woman does. Right, it's a different organ. But that's part of the Maisis Bia. By definition, the man and the woman have a different organ. So, of course, it's the. He says, we would have known it without this part. So he says, we got to come on to the other things. He goes to the other thing. Very last part is in Parshas Achim Mois, Mishmat Emes Mishmati, Mizulti Yassos Mishkos HaTayvot, is understood by the Gemara Yibam, the Daf Sof Aleph, as the Suot, for the Tov Shara and gives them up. Yibam Sof Aleph and Aleph, as the Suot for the Chachamim to institute all the Siyogim and Hakotus. Mishmat Emes Mishmati, Asu Mishmeret, Le Mishmati. And that's how they read the Pasuk, Mishmat Emes Mishmati, make a Siyogim, nor did that, Mizulti Yassos Mishkos HaTayvot, Shinaki Lufnek. In order that it shouldn't lead to doing any aveirah. This is the source of the din of making all of this yoga. The Shemad Radim has in the Psicha HaKolelet wonderful, wonderful things. The one we mentioned yesterday, so one of the many things that he has in the Psicha HaKolelet is on this din. Mishmartem is Mishmarti, he raises the question. Whenever it says Yishama Ten Bial, the Gemara says it has the status of a Lois Esther. You only get Malchus if you violate an aveirah that's similar to the Tzap Mishodadisha. So it has to be similar in the nature of the Maisa Aver, it has to be similar in the Nusach HaKashub HaTorah. If you have, let's say, Atara Teshay, Alaba B'Machlal HaTay, so the Gemara says, Ein Loikim Olo. Alaba B'Machlal HaTay, Ein Machloikim Satanayim in Tzachim, of all places, it should be in Makis, but it's not in Tzachim, in the Nem is in Tzachim, and we pass in the Ein Loikim Olo. That there's no Malchus. Why? Because it has to be Dumi B'Lava HaTim, and not only the nature of the Aver, it has to be Dumi the way it's written, it's not written right. So low Tachim Shabbadisha says low. What if you have a lav that says al? What if you have a lav that says Yishama? What if you have a lav that says ten? So the Gemara, that's all the same thing. Yishama ten of the al is the same thing. So the Pirkei Avot says if the word Yishama has the connotation of a bais esek, maybe one should be medayik and say Mishmartem is Mishmarti, Asur Mishmeret, the Mishmarti, that the Chachamim are only authorizing to Yogim HaKokis if they're afraid people will violate a Mishmeret or bais esek. What if they just afraid people will violate an essay? Maybe they have no right to institute a Mishmeret. I took the first Mishnah in Brachis. They're afraid that people will not say Kriya Shema before Lord HaShachat. So they say, Kudel HaHachat, it's the Adam from not fulfilling the Mitzvah. So they said, you have to say Kriya Shema before Chatzot. You're going to one time in the beginning of Brachis. So he patches that up. He said, that doesn't really prove it. He said, you hear it, that? He gets out of it. But this is what he suggests. And then he quotes an up in the face. It's in the office. It says like that. Tosfos Menachos not only says it, Tosfos says that the Gemara says it. The Gemara has a machloket Aviechem Eshlokish in Perek Rabbi Shmuel. Perek Rabbi Shmuel is all about the Korban HaOmer. That's brought on the first day of Chol Moed Pesach. So the Gemara says, the Chumash says it, Lech v'kol kamo lo tzor klad esam hayom hazeh. You're not permitted to eat Chodosh until Hezayin Nisim, until the first day of Chol Moed. Then it says, Ad Haviachem Eshlokish, Machim Tzulikin Yer Machim Tzulikin. So which is it? These are two different things. Aretam ayam zeh means haritzum shoyom till the morning, till daybreak. Arav yachem is a few hours later. So they bring the korban is a few hours later. Then the Mishnayim, the Mishnah and Menachos, the Gemara have a whole discussion how these two go. So one opinion in the Gemara is the lois essay of lois ech lechem kol kama lois essay. The lab is off when it comes in the morning of a lois hashachar at tezayin. But there's still an Easter essay not to eat chodesh before you bring the oimer. The oimer is for the purpose of being matur at hachodesh. And then if they bring the Yermin, then there isn't even an Easter Esther. So the Gemara there, and the other Amara says, no, Machlokes Aviechem Eshlokish. Amara says, what are you talking about? The lav is still the top sort up until the time that you bring the Yermin. You don't say the lav is off at Heira Mizrach. You don't say the lav is off at Alot HaShachar, and there's only an Easter Esther. It's still a lav up until the time that you actually bring the Yermin. So the Gemara there has the following kasha. The Mishnah says that there's a Zer in the Rabbanim. It says, and after the Kohen brings the carbon on the Kohen, I get well. After the Kohen is makir, the Mincha Shoyim, and the Beit HaMikdash, on the first day of Chol Moed Pesach, and you must have hundreds of other regalim, thousands of other regalim, standing around the Beit HaMikdash, watching this once a year ceremony, of bringing the carbon right in the Beit HaMikdash, and then it says, after he finishes, Everybody leaves the Beit HaMikdash, Yotzu Kol Ha'am, everybody would leave, walk out of the Beit HaMikdash into the streets of Yerushalayim, and they would find that they're selling Chodesh all over, Shalom Birtzon Chachamim. What could they do? The Baal HaBatin, who sold the fruits and vegetables, didn't listen to the Rabbanim, didn't listen to the Tanaim, his man Baal Shem. Baal Shem, the Rabbanim said, you're not allowed to handle Chodesh because it makes a guess and pop it into your mouth and you eat it. And there's no half of Chodesh, so that's what they bring the carbon either. And they set up their merchandise, they sell up their shops to sell all the Zohar Hadosha before the animal was brought to the Beit HaMikdash. And what? The Shukri Yishalayim, Malay, and Zohar Hadosha, Shalom, the Tan Chachon. It was a violation of the Yisrael, the Rabbanim, and the But the Gemara says, Dishlein, if you hold that there's a lab up until the time that they actually have Akudem, you understand why they made Xer the Rabbanim. So if there's only an Asay, why do they make Xer the Rabbanim? The Tesis says, why was Shver for the Sea? The Tesis says, that's Shat and Gemara. You only have the right to make Xer to prevent people from violating a lab, not if you're afraid they're going to violate the Masay. Exactly what the Tzibu Gadim said. They says that they explain why. What, you know, a Loi says is Mafam than an Esis, because it's Malfit. So therefore what? So the Tzibu Gadim says it's all based on this passage, the whole source in the Chumash that gives the authority to the Chachamim to make it there, the Rabbanim is only this part of Mishmarti, and that's Mishmarti, after Mishmarit and Mishmarti. And Mishmarti means the Loi Sesek, the Shammah Ten of the Yahweh, the Loi Sesek. The China is that based on that Gemara, based on that Tesis in Paragraph Ishmael, the Chachamim really shouldn't have the authority to make it there, the Rabbanim, to prevent people from that. Like, and there is a lot of Torah. It's not enough of it all. You have to have a Torah Kotel to make it there. You have a Torah Kotel, you're not allowed to make it there. This week, you look in your Chumash, there's a big shaila about which Haftarah you think. Usually, very often you have Achimot Kedoshim together. So normally when you have two Sedras together, you don't say two Haftarahs, you only say one. So the Avodram quotes Kuhn Hogan, where they say the Haftarah of the first Sedra, or the Haftarah of the second Sedra. Armenig is in Shulchan Aruch, speak by the Ashkenazim, by other religions. But by the Ashkenazim, Armenig is that we say Haftarah of the second Sedra. When it comes to Achimot Kedoshim, all the rules are violated. Or the rules, whatever Haftarah is, here there's a Haftarah Halukah Meku Shein, and the other Haftarah is Hodaitis Kol Tayavisel. You speak about the Novi, Yechetzel, giving Musa to the people in Yerushalayim that they violate all the laws that are mentioned in Parshish, Achrei Mos Kedoshim. Moilech and Eshet Ish and Nidro and all the Arayit and everything under the sun. So when they're together, we don't say that Haftarah. Even though it's the Haftarah of the second Sedra, and even when they're not together, there's next week, there's always going to be some reason why we're not going to say that. Either it's going to be Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or it's going to be Erev Rosh Chodesh, or we're going to say Machu Chodesh now, we're going to say Elokim make Kishin next week. There's always some terrors why we leave out this Haftarah. Why? What do we have against this Haftarah? So the Mishnah in Megillah describes what the practice used to be in Zman HaTanaim, that when a person got Naftir, he had to read a section from Navi, whichever section is heart desire, that has something to do with the Kriyas HaTorah. He can pick any Navi he wants, but it has to have some shaykhet with the Parshas HaShavua. So they would have people, when they would lay in Parshas HaMos Kedoshim, about all the Gili Arayim, the Lotoki Horat Eshem, and so on, that they would read from the Cheskel, from the Perkel, and that the Yerushalayim is Toyah with them. That's the Eber from Yerushalayim. So one time the Blazer, I think, said, the Blazer said, you're not permitted to pick that for after. In Asirim Tehidah Kim Shalai. And the Gemara tells a story, and the Tanayim say that it is permissible. We passed him like the Chachanim, the Gemara Blazer, that it's permissible to say that Haftarah of Tehidah Kim Shalai. But since there was an opinion of our Blazer that he's not allowed to, and the Gemara tells a story that once in his shul, the guy got Maftir, and Achim Mar Kedoshim, whatever, and he said Maftir, and he said the Haftarah of Tehidah Kim Shalai. So our Blazer got angry, so he said, Ashat Abedik, the Tehidah Kim Shalai, say to those who pay Abbasin Necho. If you're so such a kanoi that you decided to read the Haftarah about what's wrong with the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, that they're all Bali Avera, so we should check a little bit into your mother's favor, and the Gemara, the Brisa continues, what's Lachar V'motzub Shehu Mamzer. The Gemara doesn't tell a whole Lashon, but that's how it says in the Masechta Sotah. They found out that the guy was a Mamzer. So because of the scary story, the blaze of sheep and the scary story, that's why we always avoid reciting this Haftarah telling us in Shalom. But the Magush says the whole thing is a mistake. That's not the Haftarah that Rav Lezer was opposed to, we don't even have printed in Akumish. We don't have it even printed. That's not the one Hatzishpot. Hatzishpot is Zira Adam Hai Daito Es Kol Teal Is Deh. That's not Kol Teal Is Yushalayim. That, yeah, everybody agrees you're allowed to say that one. The one that's printed here, either for Parashat Zachim or for Bush, is the one that Rav Leizer said you're not allowed to say, Taka, we don't have printed. It's a different one that speaks about the Navi complaining about Avram Yitzchak and Yankiv and about Sarah Yitzchak Rav Avalei, what kind of miserable ancestors we must have had if they brought up such miserable children and grandchildren and descendants that they're violating all the Averis. And that's why he did the Wush says, and that's why the Ashat Avodah for David is trying to say it up to Tavati Mecha. Because he's a Maturah Katanist. And he does a Haftarah that complains against the Medina Yisrael, but that shows that he's a mamzer. What's the connection? No. If he reads the Haftarah that complains about the mothers and the fathers, that's how Blessed said there must be something wrong with your genealogy. There must be something wrong with your parents. And they found out that he was a man. So that's what the Lavush said. But then, so Lavush has absolutely nothing wrong with saying this Haftarah says in Islam. This was never the one that was under question. That's what he prints from the Lavush, whatever they print, that you should say. But the